Here's an audio test for microphone number one between the Red Sox and the Woodpeckers. Here's an audio test for microphone number two as the Woodpeckers and Red Sox will play against each other. We welcome you back to Salem Memorial Ballpark for game two of six between the Salem Red Sox and the Fayetteville Woodpeckers as Salem seeks to break their four-game losing streak against a Fayetteville Woodpecker side that comes into today's game with an 11-19 record in the second half of the season. The Red Sox currently 14-16 in the second half. In the wise words of Vin Scully, he started off every Dodgers broadcast by saying one thing, and we're going to make a little adjustment to it. It's time for Salem Red Sox baseball. Hi, everybody, and a very pleasant good evening to you wherever you may be. The Salem Red Sox and the Fayetteville Woodpeckers battled it out last night with the Fayetteville side walked away with an 8-4 victory over the Salem Red Sox. They make no changes to their lineup from yesterday's contest, but we'll give you the starting nine right here and right now. The right fielder, number 14, Cody Orr, leads things off, followed by the designated hitter and number 18, Jose Alvarez. The left fielder, number one, Logan Cerny, backs third, while the third baseman, number 10, Justin Williams, hits cleanup. The center fielder, number 8, Tyler Whitaker, bats fifth, followed by the catcher and number 20, Colin Price. First base, number 17, Victor Mascai, bats seventh, followed by the shortstop, number 12, Leo's Danny Molina. And then rounding out the order, it's the second baseman, number 22, Yoraz Ramirez. On the mound tonight for the Salem Red Sox getting the start, it's Gabriel Jackson, who has a 6-7 win-loss record this season for the Red Sox side with an ERA just below 5 at a 4.99 this season. He's now making his 11th start this year for the Salem Red Sox side. It's his 19th appearance for the Red Sox, and he has pitched 70 1/3 innings of work. Jackson's first pitch is on the way, low for ball number one at 7.04 p.m. A minute before our scheduled first pitch time at 7.05, and we check out the weather here in the area of Salem. But first, we're going to have a bouncer over to Marcelo Meyer's side as he scoops it up and throws out Orr for the first out of the inning. Temperature here at the ballpark, 86 degrees Fahrenheit, mostly cloudy skies. The last clear night on the weather for the remainder of this series. They're hoping to stay dry this week between the Red Sox and the Woodpeckers. But tonight, a rather warm evening here at the ballpark. So Jackson and the Red Sox are able to retire the leadoff batter and will now have Jose Alvarez take the first pitch inside, low for ball one. Tonight's umpires behind the plate, it is Perry Schwartz calling the balls and strikes as Alvarez swings and misses for strike two. Trey Jester, who's behind home plate yesterday, is our base path umpire, currently standing on the first base foul line. 1-1 count, and this one will be lifted up towards left field. Meredith moving back to the track, looking up, and this one will bounce off the wall. It'll be extra base hits for Alvarez as he will settle with a one-out stand-up double, and the first Woodpecker batter is aboard here in the top of the first. Good piece of contact here from Alvarez. Almost had enough distance to exit the ballpark, but with very little wind here at Salem, it didn't have enough to carry over the Delta Dental sign just underneath our Carilion Clinic scoreboard. So the Woodpeckers offense is in action, and we now have the man who hit a home run in the same direction yesterday in Logan Cerny at the plate. Jackson's first pitch to Cerny is low and away for ball one. A little bit more on Gabriel Jackson and the 71 thirds innings of work that we previously mentioned. He's allowed 73 hits and 39 earned runs, walking 22 batters and striking out 52. The 1-0 misses way outside for ball two. Opponent's batting average against Jackson this season, around a 260 mark. Pretty high compared to the team average of a 247, but it's a relatively good area for a man who has pitched over seven innings of work this season. Here's the 2-0 from Jackson, and this one misses low for ball three. 325 to the left field wall, 325 to the right field wall, 401 to straightaway center. I mentioned the wind, it wasn't really active in the Alvarez at-bat, but now it's starting to pick up as it's coming in from right center field. Here's a 3-0 pitch, and this one misses inside. It's a four-pitch walk from Gabriel Jackson on the way to Logan Cerny, and the Woodpeckers have runners at first and second with the cleanup hitter of Justin Williams coming to the plate. Today, the Salem Red Sox are wearing their San Bardino's de Salem jersey, which is the white lettering across the front of the uniform. They have the white numbering on the back of the jersey. It's a solid red front and back with some dark blue sleeves down the side. Here's the first pitch on the way, and this one gets past Machiavelli. A pitch that missed low will bring both base runners 90 feet closer to home as we see Alvarez moving to third and now Cerny into second. Yesterday, Justin Williams went 0-5 for the Woodpeckers, and a big number was he left six Fayetteville runners left on base, the most out of any Fayetteville batter yesterday. So a chance of redemption today, returning to the cleanup spot of the order. A 1-0 count as Jackson takes a look at Alvarez. The kick and the delivery, and the pitch misses inside for ball two. You can make that six straight pitches that have missed the zone now for Jackson. With a four-pitch walk to Logan Cerny and a 2-0 count to start off for Justin Williams. Big breath by Jackson out the rubber. Here's the 2-0. A rocket down the left field side is going to go for a base hit. Alvarez scores. Cerny gained the tag up from second, and he slides in safe. And Justin Williams, a two RBI single, and Fayetteville picking up where they left off last night, have an early 2-0 lead over the Red Sox in the top of the first. And this will call a mound visit already by the pitching coach of Nick Green. Daniel Machiavelli and second baseman Brainerd Bonassi joined the discussion as well. Continuing on the Salem Red Sox uniform today, they have the specialty San Bernardino's de Salem ball cap with the dog logo on the front of the ball cap with the red base. It's a white color that wraps around the back of the cap with the dark blue bill. So the short mound visit already comes to a close as Nick Green will jog on back to the third base dugout. Along with that uniform for the Salem Red Sox, they are rocking the white baseball pants. Today, the Woodpeckers going back with their gray baseball uniforms with the black lettering going across the front and the black number on the back. As the first pitch to Whitaker is sent on out towards center field, this will drop for a base hit. Into second base is Williams, and make that now the second straight hits for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. So Jackson has been rattled here in the top of the first inning. He has faced now five batters, and four of them have reached safely. The only one he's been able to retire is Cordy Orr on a ground out. So the catcher, Colin Price, will come to the plate with runners at first and second. Made his Woodpecker debut yesterday. Went 1-4 for Fayetteville in the sixth spot of the order as the DH. Time is called here as the pitch will go high and outside, and it believes that it's a point to the clock. So this might have been an infraction, and it is indeed. So Jackson did not get the windup in time with the 18 seconds that was allotted for him. So we'll start off with a 1-0 count to Colin Price. 2-0 lead for Fayetteville over the Salem Red Sox. Thanks to a Justin Williams 2-RBI single to get the road team ahead as the first pitch is on the way, and this one drops into the zone for strike one. So now it's a 1-1 count towards Colin Price, the catcher. Good position with Williams at second base and Whitaker at first. Here's the 1-1. This is lifted up down the left field line. This drops for a base hit and it rolls to the wall. Gliding in towards home is going to be Justin Williams, and now the Woodpeckers are going to send the runner from first, and Whitaker slides in safe. It's Fayetteville 4, it's Salem 0. It's a 2-RBI double for Colin Price, who picks up his first 2 RBIs in the Carolina League. A nice lift off the barrel down the left field side, and this one surely opens up the game now for the Woodpeckers, who have an early 4-run advantage with only one out next to their name. So we'll see if now Victor Mascai is able to join the party as well. Already 4 runs brought across by the Fayetteville Woodpeckers here in the top of the first. Jackson's delivery misses on the outside for ball one. And Jackson has looked really sharp in his last few showings for the Salem Red Sox. Was at one point with a win-loss record of 2-6. He comes in today's game with a 6-7 record as the 1-0 pitch misses high and inside for ball one. But this will surely be a first inning to forget for Jackson, and looking at the Salem Red Sox bullpen, it's already starting to get loose. Only 8 minutes into the contest, and it might be that kind of day for the Salem Red Sox pitching department. The 2-0 pitch just off the plate for ball three. Taking a look at the Red Sox defense, Keir Meredith out in left field, Carson Simas at center, and Daryl Baylin out in right field. We'll get to the infield right after this 3-0 pitch as Jackson takes a look at the runner, now fires away, and he gets a strike call. Fans break out to applaud to see Jackson catch the zone with a 91-mile-per-hour fastball. Paulino is at third base today. Marcelo Meyer at shortstop. You have Brandon Bernazzi at second base. Blaze Jordan at first. A 3-1 pitch off the plate for ball four. And it's another free pass given to Victor Mascai. So naked now 6 straight batters to reach safely for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. And Leo's Danny Molina, the shortstop, who had a productive day yesterday for the Woodpeckers, looks to have another solid start here in game two of the series. Behind the plate tonight for the Salem Red Sox, making his positional debut, it's Daniel McAvely, and he catches the first pitch low for ball one. Molina, in yesterday's effort, went 3-4 with an RBI, as well as a double for this Fayetteville side. It was a very productive 8-9-1 part of the order. He slaps this one down the third base side. It rolls through for a base hit. The runner will get the turn at second as Price will come home and score without a play at the plate. It's Fayetteville 5, it is Salem 0, and Molina has his second RBI of the series. Good reaching swing here from Molina as he just sent a bullet right past Paulino at third base. Great diving attempt, but nothing was going to be able to stop him from getting that ball towards the outfield. So we're going to get the whole look at the order here in the top of the first inning as Yoraes Ramirez, the number 9 hitter in the order, comes to the plate with runners at first and second for the Woodpeckers. They got Mascai at second, and they got Molina at first. Ramirez's first pitch is called strike one. off a little off speed by Jackson. So a start to forget here for the Salem Red Sox, who allowed 5 runs in the 7th inning yesterday. It was the turning point of the contest against the Red Sox, and right here in the very first frame of the night, it seems as if they've already really taken the mojo of the Red Sox as the 0-1 pitch misses away for ball 2-1. Looking like a good start, you get Cody Orr to ground out, but 7 straight batters have reached safely for the Woodpeckers. It's been some extra base hits here and there, as well as some walks, as Ramirez swings and misses on the 1-1 pitch, and the count drops to 1-2. Five nothing ball game, 1-2 count with one away in the top of the first inning. Jackson fires. This is lifted up towards left field. Meredith moving back to the track, and he leaps up. Does he make the catch? I believe he did. Ran straight into the comfort suite sign out in left center field. And a little bit of a standing O here at the Salem Memorial Ballpark as Meredith took a big collision with the wall out in left center field. Let's watch this one again. Ramirez just puts his one deep out towards left center field. Meredith looks up and then hits the wall. It causes his sunglasses to fall off the cap. And Meredith slowly making his way back to the left field position. And it appears that he's going to be able to stay in the contest. But the umpires here giving his time to catch his breath. And the Red Sox really needed that out. So Meredith putting his body on the line results in a big second out of the inning. And it probably takes away a few more runs for Fayetteville. So now we have Cody Orr at the plate, and the first pitch is called inside for ball 1. Earlier in the inning, he grounded out to Marcelo Meyer for the game's first out. And with that catch by Keir Meredith out in left field, it was able to stop the 7 straight Woodpeckers batters to reach safely. A 1-0 pitch misses low and inside for ball 2. 2-0 count, a 5-0 Woodpeckers lead. We're in the top of the first inning here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Here's the 2-0 pitch by Jackson, and it's a called strike 1 on an 81-mile-per-hour delivery. Orr had a big night as well for the Woodpeckers yesterday, went 3-of-5, picked up a double as well, including an RBI. 2-1 pitch to Orr, and this one will be called inside for ball 3. Well, if Orr is walked in this at-bat, we'll get Jose Alvarez again, who is on deck for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. He had a double earlier in the inning. Hitter's pitch now for Orr. Jackson takes a look at second. The kick and the deal, and this is a grounder to Edison Paulino. It's scooped up, and he'll go to second as Brian Bonassi gloves it with a third out of the inning. But what a tough start here for the Salem Red Sox. 5 runs by the Fayetteville Woodpeckers, and they have an early 5-0 lead. We'll see if the Red Sox offense has anything in store for when we come back. We welcome you back to Salem Memorial Ballpark. A 5-0 lead for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers over the Salem Red Sox. Not an ideal start for the home side, but hey, there's still 9 innings left to go of offense, so they're not out of it just yet, and it's going to be started by the third baseman, number 9, Edison Paulino, who leads off the order. The second baseman, number 19, Brainer Bonassi, bats second, while the shortstop, number 10, Marcella Meyer, bats third. First baseman, number 24, Blaze Jordan in the cleanup spot, followed by tonight's designated hitter for the Red Sox, number 14, Tyler Miller. Catcher number 11, Daniel Machiavelli, bats 6, while the left fielder number 1, Keir Meredith, in the 7 hole. And then we have a couple of debuts this week for the Salem Red Sox. Center fielder number 16, Carson Simas, and right fielder number 44, Darryl Balin, round out the order. Alex Santos on the mound, the first pitch just outside for ball number 1. The number 9 prospect in the Houston Astros organization, but it has been 2022 to forget for Santos as the 1-0 pitch misses low for ball 2. 0-8 this season for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. His ERA, though, slightly better than Gabriel Jackson's, a 4.92. Here's the 2-0 pitch as Santos kicks and deals, and Paulino watches it drop outside for ball 3. Well, it's just been Santos in positions to not really get a winning decision. As we see on his season-long stats, the longest he's gone this season is 6 innings of work as Santos finds his first strike, a fastball down the middle called for number 1 strike. Santos is from the concrete jungle, selected in round 2C of the 2020 MLB draft, as he will fire the 3-1 pitch upstairs for ball 4. So it didn't take long for the Red Sox to get a runner aboard as the leadoff man Paulino gets on with the free pass. A little bit more about Santos. This is his second appearance against the Salem Red Sox this season. 3 1/3 innings of work where he has given up 2 base hits and 1 walk in that outing back down in Fayetteville. Overall, pretty good showing, though. In the 3 1/3 innings of work, he was able to punch out 6 Salem batters. We'll see if he has that similar result in today's action. Has a nice, comfortable 5-0 lead in the bottom of the first as Brainer Bonassi takes the first pitch for a called strike 1. It's an 0-1 count with Edison Paulino with a little lead at first. Here's a delivery by Bonassi just outside for ball 1. Take a look at the Fayetteville defense today. Logan Kearney is out in left field. Tyler Whitaker moves to the outfield. He's at center today, while Cody Orr is out in right field. It's a 1-1 count with nobody away as Santos fires an off-speed pitch, and it misses on the outside for ball 2. Justin Williams is at third base today. Meanwhile, out in the shortstop position, it is Leo's Dandy Molina. Yoris Ramirez is at second today, while Victor Mascai is on at first, and behind the plate, it's Colin Price as the 2-1 pitch to Bonassi is just upstairs for ball 3. Pretty good strikeout-to-walk ratio for Santos. He has only walked 30 batters this season while striking out 91 on the year. That leads all Woodpeckers pitchers. Here's the 3-1 pitch to Bonassi, and this is popped up down the third base side and into the seats it goes for strike 2. But if there's one player that knows how to get walked, it's the man at the plate right now. Brainer Bonassi has been walked 66 times this season. He's almost been as walked as much as he struck out, with 68 punch-outs going against him, but 66 walks lead all active Salem Red Sox players by 24. 3-2 pitch to Bonassi, and this one's a well-hit ball to the right side. It's scooped up there by Ramirez over to Molina for 1, and back to Mascai for 2. A 4-6-3 double play by the Woodpeckers retires the runner Paulino and the batter up Bonassi. Good defense by the Woodpeckers. We saw that a few times yesterday by this Fayetteville side, but in trying to capture some momentum here in the early going and get back from this 5-0 hole, it's going to need a lot more of hits going over the heads of the infielders, not ground ball routine plays for the bats of the Red Sox. So Marcella Meyer with 2 away will watch the first pitch just miss low for ball 1. Oh, Meyer hit a pretty resounding ball out towards right center field yesterday that hit off the big Budweiser beer sign out here at Salem Memorial Ballpark as the 1-0 pitch misses inside for ball 2. 9th home run of the season for Meyer. That is now the second most out of all active Salem Red Sox players. Here's the 2-0 pitch to Meyer. A big swing and a miss as he tried to hit the breaking ball from Santos, but it catches the glove of Price for strike one. Here's a 2-1 pitch to Meyer. This one's off the plate for ball three. So a hitter's pitch coming up for Meyer, a 1-3 night. Not only did he pick up an RBI and a run with that home run, he scored twice here today for the Red Sox, being half of the runs in their 8-4 loss. Here's the 3-1 pitch to Meyer, and this one misses low and inside for ball four. So we were talking about Alex Santos doesn't walk a great deal of batters, but he's already walked two here in the bottom of the first inning. The Salem Red Sox come in today's contest at a 14-16 second half record. That trails the Fredericksburg Nationals by 8 games for the lead in the Carolina League North Division. Here's the first pitch on the way to Jordan, and he'll pop this one foul over the netting, straight back into the press box seating for strike one. And it didn't make any better last night with the Red Sox losing and the Nationals winning. After losing three of the five last week up in Virginia Credit Union Stadium. Here's the 0-1 pitch to Jordan, and this is fouled back towards the screen. And the count goes 0-2 for Jordan after a pair of foul balls. Meanwhile, for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers, they are now 11-19. And they still trail the, Kannapolis Cannonballers. That is right, 7.5 games for the lead spot in the Carolina League South Division. 0-2 pitch to Jordan, the breaking ball just off the plate for ball one. It's a very tight bunch up there in the South Division. Four teams are separated by a game and a half. It goes Kannapolis, Charleston, Myrtle Beach, and Columbia. 1-2 pitch to Jordan, and this one misses low. Handled not too well by Price, but just enough to keep Meyer at first, and the count goes 2-2. Remember, the Pelicans did win the first half South Division title in the Carolina League. Came down to a dramatic come-from-behind win on the last day of the first half of the season to upend the Charleston Riverdogs. Deuces wild now for Jordan here in the bottom of the first, and the 2-2 pitch is just low for ball three. And instead, it appears that the pitch never counted as the clock expired. It would have been ball three, but now it is ball three because of the infraction made by Santos. Anyway, we were going to get to this position with three balls and two strikes. Here's the pitch to Jordan, a swing and a miss, and a nasty breaking ball by Santos gets the first punch out of the game for either side, and it puts an end to the bottom of the first. One base runner stranded by the Red Sox. They still trailed the Fayetteville Woodpeckers 5-0. We move into the second as the designated hitter, Jose Alvarez, will lead things off. We welcome you back to MILB.TV. 5-0 Fayetteville lead over the Salem Red Sox, and Jackson will come out for another inning of work as he fires a first pitch strike to Jose Alvarez. He'll be the designated hitter for the Woodpeckers, followed by Cerny and Williams, as Alvarez shoots this back to the screen for strike two. So the Woodpeckers use a big top of the first inning, take a 5-0 lead over the Red Sox, and they come out big in the bottom half of the first inning, including during the game's first double play, as the 0-2 pitch misses up and away for ball one. Five hits by the Woodpeckers. Alvarez was the one who got things going, though. His stand-up double was one of the two extra base hits on the inning, as Alvarez will swing and miss on the breaking ball as it catches the glove of McAvely for the first out of the inning. So Jackson picked up his first punch out of the game. It was a little low, and McAvely had to make sure to assess the tag on Alvarez to get the first out of the inning. So a good job by Jackson once again to retire the leadoff guy. And now we see Logan Cerny come to the plate. Base paths clear as Jackson fires the first pitch low for ball one. Seven straight batters got aboard for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers, starting with Alvarez, and it went all the way down to Molina. So 2 through 8 of the order as the 1-0 pitch misses the zone for ball two. McAvely was a little surprised to not hear a strike call made by Perry Schwartz as the count goes 2-0. Here's the pitch, and it misses low for ball three. Cerny was walked his last time up, especially on four straight pitches by Jackson. So when you count the three right here, it's been 7 straight balls to Cerny, now make it 8. 2 walks today by Logan Cerny, where he has not moved the bat off of his right shoulder. And he pitches Cerny's way, and he's been rewarded with 2 balls. So Cerny is the first base runner of the inning for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. And now we have Justin Williams at the plate. First pitch by Jackson is going to be low. Good glove made by McAvely for ball one. Justin Williams got his first base hit of the series back in the first inning. A 2-RBI single to put the Woodpeckers ahead. Looking to do just as much damage here in a second plate appearance. Here's the 1-0 pitch to Williams, and this one misses low for ball two. And Jackson once again getting into this pattern that he simply cannot break from, as he has now thrown 41 pitches, 17 of them in strikes. So 24 of them have missed the plate. Here's the 2-0. The runner goes. Pitch low and away for ball three. Here's the throw down to second. Not in time. It took a hop into the glove of Bonassi. And Cerny slides in safe for the stolen base. It was a good jump by the runner of Cerny. And McAvely's throw had to take a hop. It brought Bonassi off the bag a bit. But the tag was pretty close on the way to Cerny. But once again, Logan Cerny showing off his speed down the base paths. Make that now 34 stolen bases on the season. 3-0 pitched away to Williams as baited in is moving back to the track. Makes a catch right in front of the eye care sign out in right center field. Cerny tags from second. He gets in the third as Williams is retired for the second out of the inning. So Williams attacks a 3-0 pitch, and he's not able to get aboard for the second straight time to start off the game. And now we'll see Tyler Whitaker, who is 1-of-1 of the afternoon, where he picked up a single back in the first inning as a runner of Cerny at third. Here's the first pitch to Whitaker, a called strike one on the bottom half of the zone. With that stolen base for Cerny, he now leads all Woodpeckers by 10 stolen bases this season. Cody Orr second best with 24 as the 0-1 pitch misses low for ball one. This year, the Woodpeckers have now 171 stolen bases on the season. They've only been caught stealing 40 times and has not been a better ratio on the defensive side as the 1-1 pitch is a fastball called strike two. 179 stolen bases against the Woodpeckers this season, where they've only been able to catch their opponents 32 of the 200-plus attempts. Well, a chance for Jackson to get out of the inning here with a 1-2 count on the way to Tyler Whitaker. Jackson takes a look at a runner and fires away, and the fastball misses inside for ball two. Big task here for Machiavelli as well. A couple pass balls back in that first inning, but Jackson has been a lot more locked into the zone here in the second frame. 2-2 count with two away. Jackson steps in and fires a changeup that misses low for ball three. So another lengthy at-bat for Jackson against Tyler Whitaker. Cerny with an aggressive lead at third, and here's the pitch to Whitaker. Bouncer up the middle, backhand play by Bonassi. Throw to Jordan is in time for the third out of the inning. And the Red Sox do strand the runner of Logan Cerny at third base, and most importantly, are put a big zero in the top of the second inning. It stays 5-0 Fayetteville. The Red Sox will have Tyler Miller leading things off when we come back for the bottom of the second. We welcome you back to Salem Memorial Ballpark. The 5-6-7 part of the order coming up for the Red Sox with Miller, McIlvaney, and Keir Meredith all due to bat. They all were in the lineup for yesterday's Salem Red Sox 8-4 loss to the Woodpeckers. And the first pitch to Miller is fouled up down the third base side. And to the seats it goes for strike one. So Alex Santos, we mentioned that he was born and raised in New York, New York. So nice they have to say it twice. He actually grew up a diehard New York Yankees fan as the 0-1 pitch to Meyer, or Miller, I should say, is fouled back towards the backstop for strike two. So not only is playing with one of the bigger rivals of the Yankees today with the Houston Astros organization, but also pitching against the Salem Red Sox, the Class A affiliate of the Boston Red Sox. Here's the 0-2 pitch by Santos, and it's just off the plate for ball one. I wonder if that gets him a little bit more geared up for this game today. His idol growing up was Andy Pettit, a good pitcher for the Yankees in the 2000s, as the 1-2 pitch misses low for ball two to Miller. Not a bad pitcher to idolize your game after as well. Probably one of the top starters during that stretch of time in the late 2000s into the early 2010s. Here's the 2-2 pitch to Miller. This is a hot shot. They will get through for base hits. Went past the second baseman in Ramirez for the Woodpeckers, and Miller is aboard with the Salem Red Sox first base hit of the night. A well-placed ball by Tyler Miller just made its way past Ramirez and trickled on out to the gap. And a pretty good showing there from Tyler Miller, who gets his first base hit of the series as well after going 0-3 last night with the strikeout. Now a chance here for Daniel McIlvaley to try to get his first base hit as the Salem Red Sox. As the first pitch is on the way to the catcher, and it misses low for ball one. Picked up his first RBI of the season last night, a sacrifice fly out towards center field. It scored Marcelo Meyer from third base, and it gave the Red Sox that 3-2 edge in the bottom half of the fifth. Here's the 1-0 pitch to McIlvaley, and it's a called strike number one as it dropped right into the zone. Mentioned McIlvaley, the sixth-round selection of the 2021 MLB Draft, as the 1-1 pitch is spiked in front of home plate. Miller takes off, and you'll get him with ease as there's no throw at second, as Price couldn't get a really good block from behind the plate as it made its way up the first baseline. So good awareness by Miller to know that Price did not make a great play behind the plate, and he took off towards second, and he didn't even slide into the bag. That's how confident he was to beat out any attempted throw made from Price. Count goes 2-1, and Salem has their first base runner in scoring position as a big swing by McIlvaney, and he misses for strike two. 2-2 count in this 5-0 ball game. Woodpeckers lead the Red Sox in the bottom half of the second. All five of Fayetteville's runs coming in the top of the first inning. A big five-run inning yesterday in the seventh inning. They pick up a big five-run inning today in the first. Here's the 2-2 pitch, and it gets him looking for the called strike number three, an 88-mile-per-hour changeup by Santos, and it catches the leather of Price behind the plate for the second strikeout of the game. Great pitch, and for a moment, didn't think that was going to be called strike three. Schwartz a little late into the windup for the strike three call, but it came late, but still works for Santos and the Woodpeckers. And McIlvaney is put aside for the first out of the inning. So now we move back to the left-handed batters and Keir Meredith, as we'll have a little discussion now between Alex Santos and Colin Price. Must be a pretty cool experience for Price. First time behind the plate here in Fayetteville. We mentioned that he was recently promoted from the FCL to join alongside the Woodpeckers here in the Carolina League. And now he gets his first day behind the plate, but you also get to go against what's on the prospect rankings, the best pitcher on your team. Only Hunter Brown and Forrest Whitley rank above Alex Santos in the MLB pipeline for Houston Astros pitchers. As the first pitch to Meredith is lifted up towards right field, this one's heading back towards the track, and Orr will come in to make the grab. Miller tags from second, and he'll get into third base without any throw from the shortstop of Molina. But Meredith does his job to move Miller close towards home as he sends a loud one out towards right field. And it's been nice to see Key Meredith get a little bit more action for the Salem Red Sox in these recent showings. Played four games for the Red Sox up in Fredericksburg last week, and back-to-back starts in left field for the Red Sox. As well, now we'll get to check out the two new outfielders in the lineup today. Carson Simas, the center fielder, watches the first pitch missed outside for ball one. The Red Sox center fielder is hitting 167 on the season with one home run and 14 RBIs, looking to get number 15 with Miller on at first. 1-0 pitch to Simas and another changeup, but this misses away for ball two. Want to mention that Tyler Miller picked up his 13th stolen base of the season earlier on in the inning. Pretty high number amongst Salem Red Sox as the 2-0 pitch to Simas just misses low. Great awareness by Simas in the batter's box not to go through on the swing. Well, the Red Sox center fielder sitting comfortably with the 3-0 count. Two away in the inning for the Woodpeckers. And here's the 3-0 by Santos. This misses low, and it's a four-pitch walk to Carson Simas, who's aboard in his first plate appearance of the week. Third walk of the day here from Alex Santos, and he will go up against struggling Darryl Bellin. 1-0-1 on the season for the Red Sox, but he did get his power back last week where he hit a solo home run against the Fredericksburg Nationals, his second of the year. But what a chance he has here with Red Sox on the corners. Bellin listed as the tallest positional player on this Red Sox side at 6'4". Surely does have the power. All he's got to do is just figure out how to connect with the ball. First pitch from Santos misses inside for ball one, and Santos will now step off the mound, try to recollect himself after four stray pitches to walk Carson Simas. Not a better start here in the at-bat against Belin. 1-0 count to Belin, a big swing and a miss on the 88-mile-per-hour pitch from Santos, and the count's even at one ball and one strike. Hitting just above 100, 101 on the season for the Red Sox right fielder. Here's the 1-1 pitch to Belin, and this misses low for ball two. So we notice the infield here for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. We have the first baseman of Mascai protecting the bag at first, but the second baseman, Ramirez, almost right behind the bag at second base. Just off to the right side. 2-1 pitch to Belin, and he chases the sinker and 79 for strike two. Red Sox looking to try to get on the board as they trail the Woodpeckers 5-0 in the bottom half of the second inning at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Deuces wild, 2-2 pitch to Belin. Chopper over the third base side. It stays fair. Here comes the throw from Williams across his body, and it gets away. It rolls by the tarp on the right field side. Miller scores. Simas going to come home, and he slides in safe. Belin calling his tracks at second, but is able to slide in safe. And the Red Sox get two runs and gets right back in it. It's the Woodpeckers 5. It's the Red Sox 2. Belin gets on with a throwing error and drives in two runs. Well, an odd play here. Williams making a nice backhanded attempt to look at Luke Mons. Had to duck on the throw. That's how wide of an angle Williams had to the throw back towards first. But it took an odd hop in to Mascai. It got through him. And not only Miller was able to score from third, but the beauty of two outs. Simas got a running head start at first. And it came all the way around the base path to make it a 5-2 ball game. So now top of the order of Edison Paulino, who will take the first pitch as it bounces low for ball one. So it will count as an E5 for the at-bat of Darryl Belin. And for a guy who's been hitting 101 this year, just getting something in play can definitely get his confidence going. Here's the 1-0 count to Paulino, and he takes it for a called strike one. And at the very end of that play, Belin was thinking about trying to get to third base and quickly had to scramble back towards second as Price gunned it down to Molina at the back. Here's the 1-1 pitch to Paulino, and he sits on a breaking ball for ball two. So the Woodpeckers with 5 runs, 5 hits. Red Sox with now 2 runs and 2 hits on the night. A little bit of a 2-out rally here in the bottom of the second. A 2-1 pitch to Edison Paulino, and he chops his foul down the first base side. Last night, the Red Sox struggled in a big category. They went 1 of 12 in yesterday's game with runners in scoring position. And even though it's an error and a technically will go against Belin as an 0-1 start to the night, still feels a little bit rewarding, though, to score not only the runner from third, but as well as first. Another 2-2 count to Paulino, and he takes this as it spikes off of home plate for ball three. A good block by Price behind the dish. Red Sox left 9 runners aboard last night, and in the first 4 innings of the game, the Red Sox stranded runners at third base. A tough start to the night last night, and they could have surely used those runs down the stretch as they were defeated by 4. 3-2 pitch to Paulino, hard hit ball, second base side, but Ramirez is able to snatch it out of midair on the glove side for out 3. But the Red Sox add a couple of runs to their name after a throw-in error by Justin Williams, and it's now a 5-2 Fayetteville lead as we work to the top of the third inning here on MILB.TV. We welcome you back to Salem Memorial Ballpark. 5-2 Fayetteville lead over Salem as Colin Price will lead off the inning by taking the first pitch inside for ball one. So it was a ground ball that looked to be potentially out number three of the inning, went a little wild, and it scored two runs for the Red Sox to get them right back in the game as Price drives the 1-0 pitch deep to right center field, but Seamus makes the catch in stride for out number one. Well, top of the third inning, so let's get you a look around the Carolina League at some of the scores that are happening. The Fredericksburg Nationals lead the Down East Ducks 3-1, and the bottom of the third inning down in Kingston, North Carolina, the Nationals winning 4-3, and the series opener last night went into extra innings, and the Nationals scored two in the 10th. The Ducks scored one as the first pitch is on the way to Mascai. A ground ball to Bonassi's backhand side trickles through for a base hit. One pitch from Mascai in his second on-base appearance as he picks up his first hit of the contest. Right back to scoreboard watching, the Carolina Mudcats lead the Kannapolis Cannonballers 1-0 in the top of the fourth inning. Another battle between North and South Division sides. And looking at another one as well, the Myrtle Beach Pelicans lead the Lynchburg Hillcats 2-0 in the bottom of the second. So Mascai gets aboard, and now we'll see Leo Standy Molina, who will watch the first pitch go all the way down for the called strike one. Meanwhile, the Augusta Green Jackets lead the Delmarva Shorebirds 4-2, as that game is currently in the top of the third inning. 0-1 pitch by Jackson. This one gets well away from Machiavelli, all the way towards the backstop, and that'll be the easiest advancement that Mascai will have probably all night as a slight jog in the second, and the Fayetteville first baseman moves into scoring position. I mean, that one just slipped right out of Jackson's hand. Machiavelli could have been possibly 10 feet with that wingspan and might not even have been able to make the catch behind the plate. But it's the same as if it just missed on the outside corner. Here's the 1-1 pitch. This one misses inside. Good block by Machiavelli. Keeps it in front of him, and the count goes 2-1. Five-two ball game here in the top of the third inning. 2-1 pitch, and it's a well-hit ball to Paulino's left side. It gets through for a base hit. Meredith charges in to scoop it up and fires it in to Machiavelli at home plate to hold the runner of Mascai at third, but now be runners on the corners for the Woodpeckers as Urias Ramirez will make his way down towards the plate. So back-to-back singles for the Woodpeckers, 7-8 part of the order. And pretty much deja vu of what happened earlier for Molina. He sent a rocket down the left field line back in the first inning. He goes down the third base side here in the third, and a 2-of-2 start for the Fayetteville shortstop. So Ramirez has a chance to expand on this three-run lead for the Woodpeckers. As Jackson takes a long look in, steps in fire, and a big swing and miss for Ramirez. And his first at-bat, he sent a pretty good line drive out towards left field, but it was a better catch made by Keir Meredith, who took a collision at the left field wall, right by the Comfort Suites logo underneath our Carilion Clinic scoreboard. Here's the 0-1 pitch, and it's going to hop in front of home plate. Machiavelli is able to do enough to hold the runner of Mascai at first, not enough to hold Molina at first as he gets in the second. And a correction there, Mascai is at third base. Molina was at first, but now he moves to second. Runners at second and third, so two in scoring position. This will draw in the Salem Red Sox infield. 1-1 count. Pitch on the way by Jackson, and it just misses for ball two. A pretty big gap to the right side of the infield as Jordan is playing close to first base, and Bonassi is just playing to the right from our perspective of second. So if Ramirez wants to find a way to get a dribbler through the infield, he'll have to probably hook it to the right side. 2-1. This one will go up the middle. Bonassi backhand attempt will throw to third, and now the Woodpeckers are in a little bit of trouble. Paulino will run down and go towards home. They will tag out Mascai for the second out of the inning. Into third goes Molina, and Ramirez wraps all the way around to second. Well, a good result for the Red Sox, but the Woodpeckers might have avoided a little scare here. Watch this again. It goes to Bonassi's backhand side. They throw back to Paulino, and Mascai and Molina both had the same idea to go to third base. So quickly, Paulino turned his attention towards home to make sure that at least they don't give up a run here. They're able to throw home in an easy play made by Machiavelli to tag out Mascai well before he was going to come home. That does move Molina, though, towards third base, and Ramirez is able to turn that fielder's choice all the way into running scoring position. So top of the order with Cody Orr as he takes the first pitch for a called strike one. So put that one in your books, folks, as a fielder's choice 4-5-2. One of the more unique styles we're going to see of the day. An 0-1 count for Orr, who is 0-2 today as he swings and misses for strike two. A couple of groundouts for Cody Orr. First time was the Marcelo Meyer, who gunned it down towards first. And then the second time, a ground out towards Paulino, which put an end to that first inning where the Woodpeckers added five runs to their name. Good position for Jackson in this at-bat, an 0-2 count, the kick and the delivery, and it misses low for ball one. But a chance for the Woodpeckers to expand on this three-run advantage as they have Molina at third base and Ramirez at second. 1-2 count for Cody Orr. Had three hits last night for this Woodpecker side. 1-2 pitch, and this is just off the plate for ball two. Right now, the Red Sox defense on the infield is Bonassi. He's playing right behind that second base bag. As the 2-2 pitches away to Orr on the outside, good backhanded reach by Machiavelli to go from his left to his right side to avoid that from going towards the netting. But three straight balls here from Gabriel Jackson has the count at full as the designated hitter Jose Alvarez is awaiting on deck. Here's a 3-2 pitch to Orr, and this is lifted foul down the first base side, and it heads into the seats. We're heading the sunset time here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Lights turned on here. Not much wind right now, as the American flag out in center field isn't moving all too much. And here's the full count delivery. This is lifted up towards center field. It should be able to be the third out of the inning as Simas charges in, calls everyone off, and he makes the catch for out number three. Another scare that the Fayetteville Woodpeckers put on the Salem Red Sox, but Gabriel Jackson and company are able to escape the jam. It stays 5-2 Fayetteville. When we come back here to Salem Memorial Ballpark, we'll have Bonassi, Meyer, and Jordan all due up. We welcome you back to the bottom of the third inning. Brayer Bonassi set to lead things off for the Red Sox here in the bottom of the third. Alex Santos, the second, out for another inning of work, and he starts things off by firing a pitch on the outside for ball one. Well, Bonassi in his first at-bat grounded out into a 4-6-3 double play. Can't do so here when you lead off an inning with the base paths being clear. Here's the 1-0 pitch to Bonassi, and he will swing at this one and foul it just back to the screen for strike one. Well, Jackson has looked much better in his last few innings at the mound. After giving up 5 runs in the top of the first inning, and he sort of recovered a bit, a couple of shutout innings in the second and the third. Here's the 1-1 pitch to Bonassi, and he swings at this one and lifts it up foul just to our left here at the press box for strike two. Bonassi, a switch hitter, has batted in the left-handed batter's box for each plate appearance in the series. Only 4 pitchers utilized by Vaidville on the week, all of them being right-handed pitchers. He's down 1-2 in the count. Santos kicks and deals, and Bonassi will sit on it as it misses outside for ball two. A 265 hitter on the season, a reigning Carolina League Player of the Week, and a great showing up in Fredericksburg. Now 36 RBIs on the season as Bonassi will watch that one just miss on the outside. It could have missed by a whole much. What a take by Bonassi. There's a maturity at the plate of Carolina League players. Brandon Bonassi certainly puts his name into the ring as he fouls back the 3-2 pitch and just guns right over the nets and into the seats to our left. Comes into today's game with 66 walks on the season. That leads all Carolina League players, one above Isaiah Green from the Lynchburg Hillcats. Here's the 3-2 pitch to Bonassi, and this skips right in front of home. Make it 67 base on balls this season for Bonassi as he's aboard for the first time this evening. It's also the 4th walk given up of the game for Santos, and it's cutting into his ratio a bit of what was 3 strikeouts for every walk coming into today's game. Well, he has walked 4 batters now, and he has only struck out 2. One of the other batters that he walked today was Marcelo Meyer, and he's now at the plate for the Red Sox. Here's the first pitch, misses low and away for ball one. Meyer is always a threat at the plate. We mentioned went 1-3 yesterday with a solo home run. Picked up his 38th RBI of the season, and that solo shot. Here's the 1-0 pitch to Meyer, and this misses away for ball two, and Santos having a tough time finding the zone here in the third. Meyer currently lists third on the team with 38 RBIs, only trailing Blaze Jordan with 52, and Edison Paulino with 44. The 2-0 pitch is low, and a good block made by Price behind the dish for ball three. So 4 straight balls here from Alex Santos, and the way this game has been looking so far, it might be a big bullpen day for both sides. Obviously, with Jackson being rung up pretty bad in that top of the first inning, may bring his start to a close early. But Santos now with 53 pitches so far today as the 3-0 is fired away, and this one's called strike one. And actually, I'm a little behind on the game day application. He just tossed his 58th pitch of the evening here for the Woodpeckers. Hitter's pitch now for Marcelo Meyer with nobody away. Santos kicks and deal. Meyer will swing and foul tipped his back towards the Woodpeckers on deck circle for strike two. So a couple strikes here by Santos gets him back in the at-bat. 5-2 contest. Fayetteville lead the Salem Red Sox looking to try to go back-to-back to start off this 6-game series in Southwest Virginia. 3-2 pitch. Santos fires away and it misses low for ball four. And Meyer is walked for the second time today. I don't want to get ahead of myself here and get too giddy, but you have runners now at first and second base. Blaze Jordan coming up to the plates. And we're going to have our first meeting of the day with the pitching coach of the Fayetteville Woodpeckers, who's going to come down and talk with Santos the second. Pitching coach of the Fayetteville Woodpecker side is John Kovalik. There's number 16 for this Fayetteville side. A brief conversation here with Santos the second. Just trying to calm him down as he has walked 5 batters so far today. and went back-to-back with Bonassi and Meyer to start off the third. 5-2 ball game at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Andy Losi joined alongside here on MILB.TV. A big month coming up for the Salem Red Sox. As you noted earlier in the broadcast, an 8-game difference between the Fredericksburg Nationals and the Salem Red Sox. That is first place and tied for second is the difference in the standings. And for the Red Sox, several matchups against the South Division sides. We have 6 series left, including this one, 4 against Southern Division teams, 2 against Northern Division teams, as Santos fires the first pitch away for ball 1 to Blaze Jordan. We have Fayetteville for this week, and then we travel down to Kannapolis to take on a 6-game series against the Cannonballers before we come back and take on a North Division foe in the Delmarva Shorebirds. 1-0 pitch to Jordan misses low and away, and the count goes 2-0. That will be a 6-game series here at Salem Memorial Ballpark before a 2-week road trip coming up for the Red Sox. 6 games at Columbia, then 6 games at Augusta before the season comes to a close against the Fredericksburg Nationals in the last week of the season. 2-0 pitch to Jordan. He lifts this up down the right field side. Looks like it's going to head foul, and it does. It lands in the Woodpeckers' bullpen. 2-1 count for Blaze Jordan. He's got Brian Bonassi at second base, Marcelo Meyer at first for the Red Sox. And we look at Santos' previous starts for the Woodpeckers. Went 4 innings in his last showing against the Carolina Mudcats, but prior to that, 3 innings and 3 innings. As Jordan lifts this up again down the right field line, this one started to look more fair at the beginning, and I think it landed more foul than the last one as it hooks right back into the Woodpeckers' bullpen. Almost one of those slices you have in golf. It starts off pretty good, and then it suddenly takes a turn for the worse. 2-2 pitch, runners go as the pitch is low for ball 3, and Bonassi and Meyer will glide in to third and second base, respectively, as the count goes 3-2 for Jordan. Bonassi had a splendid jump off the 2-2 delivery by Santos. As we check out the replay here on MILB.TV, no chance for Price to gun down Bonassi or Meyer. And Bonassi should be accredited with the stolen base there. Meyer might pick up a stolen base as well on that one. He wasn't as aggressive as his counterpart at second. So a full count for Blaze Jordan. A big pitch coming up for Santos and the Woodpeckers. Here's the delivery. Jordan, hot shot to the shortstop. And Molina, backhand glove, makes it look easy as he fires it across the diamond to Mascai in time. But Jordan does drive in a run as Bonassi scores from third. And Blaze Jordan, the Red Sox, cut into this deficit. It's now 5-3, Fayetteville. So it may not be an on-base appearance for Blaze Jordan, but it's going to be an RBI for number 24 of the Red Sox. So 53 on the season now, and we'll have Tyler Miller come to the plate. Left-handed batter with one away and Marcelo Meyer at second base. First pitch to Miller is popped up. Hot shot coming our way and inches away from coming up here in the press box. I don't know if you guys heard that well on the crowd mic. We were looking up here and it hit the corner right by our crowd mic to the right side. Heart rate has shot up a bit. Here's the 0-1 pitch to Miller. It spikes low in front of the plates. And a good block made by Price behind the dish, but not good enough to hold Marcelo Meyer at second as he moves in the third. Check this one out again. Hops right in front of Price and a little slip behind the plates. Not able to make his way over to the ball that was out in foul territory on the third base side. Almost at our second foul ball up in here of the season. That one I thought I could have made a better catch on, but that would have been quite painful. Infield creeps in for the Woodpeckers. 1-1 pitch to Miller, misses low and inside. Ball 2. The Red Sox designated hitter has a single in today's game back when he led off the second inning. I mean, that one probably rings the ears of our audience right now. 2-1 pitch to Miller. It goes up and away. And the foul territory. It takes a perfect foul ball for it to come down into this window. And You know, here at Salem Memorial Ballpark, pretty good window size here, pretty good view, and with the expanded netting, it goes so high up behind the plate that it takes a perfect spin off the barrel to make its way up in here. 2-2 count to Miller, and this one's cranked down the right field side, but it will get well foul and will stay at 2-2. Meyer at third base for the Red Sox after advancing on a couple of wild pitches. Bonassi did get credited with the stolen base. He has 19 on the year. Meyer did as well with 15. Here's the 2-2 pitch to Miller. This is torqued down the right field side, but just foul. A lot more close to fair territory on that one, but still it hits off the Woodpeckers bullpen, and we stay at a 2-2 count. 5-3 is our score. Woodpeckers lead the Red Sox. Bottom of the third inning here at Salem. Santos with the delivery to Miller, and this is missed low again, and a good block by Price to keep the count alive at 3-2. Miller got the first base hit of the game for the Salem Red Sox with that single in the second. And now here's a 3-2 pitch to Miller. This is well hit the right side of the infield. It gets through for another base hit. Meyer scores from third, and Tyler Miller makes it a 5-4 ball game in the bottom of the third. Offense taking over in the first third of today's game as Miller, a nice grounder, and just hit it where they ain't. That's exactly where the ball went towards, right in between the first baseman of Mascai and the second baseman of Ramirez. And that will bring an end to Alex Santos' night as the tying run for the Red Sox is at first base. Daniel Machiavelli is up next for the Red Sox, and there will be a new pitcher in for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. We'll get you that name and information when we come back on the other side of the break here on MILB.TV. We welcome you back to Salem Memorial Ballpark. 5-4, the Fayetteville Woodpeckers lead the Salem Red Sox as we have a new pitcher into the game. Fabrico Rene is in the game. First pitch is high and inside for ball one as Tyler Miller steals towards second, and he's well in with the stolen base. So Rainey fires one high and inside, and it didn't take long for Miller to take off towards second, trying to get in the scoring position. Once again, he does not slide in towards the bag. Just like the first time he stole a base earlier in this contest, as Machiavelli fouls back the 1-0 pitch to bring the count to 1-1. Well, we look at what Rainey has done this season for the Woodpecker side, a 2-3 record with an ERA of a 7.40. And in his 24 appearances for the Woodpeckers, he has 24 and one-thirds innings of work. 1-1 count here for Rainey, and the breaking ball misses upstairs for ball two. 25 hits and 20 earned runs allowed by the right-handed pitcher. He has walked 21 batters and has struck out 32. And an even 250 opponent's batting average on the season. 2-1 is the count, and now Rainey will step off for time. Miller is the tying run for the Salem Red Sox, and he is currently at second base after coming away with his 14th stolen base of the season. 2-1 count, pitch to Machiavelli. This goes low. Price loses sight of it, and Miller is off towards third. A couple of stolen bases for Miller, and he moves from one corner to the next. And now the tying run is 90 feet away. Price making adjustments to the right side behind the plates, and it took a weird hop off of home plates, and it was never an easy play for Price behind the dish. So now the infield creeps in with one out on the board with a 3-1 count for Machiavelli. Here's a 3-1 pitch. He pops his up towards the right field side. This will stay in fair play as Cody Orr makes his way towards the line. He makes the catch. Miller will tag up. Here's the throw home, and the tag is not going to be in time, and especially with Price losing the ball as he was attempting to make the play at home. A stellar throw from Cody Orr at the right field position, but Miller just had enough speed to get towards home safe. And for the second straight game, Daniel Machiavelli comes away with the sacrifice fly. Cody Orr camping underneath of it and stepping in for a great throw. And this is pretty much on the money. You couldn't ask for a better throw, as you notice Colin Price trying to tag out Tyler Miller on the diving attempt. Just never really had a great control of the baseball. So with two outs and the bases clear, Keir Meredith will come to the plate and take the first pitch for ball one. So if you guys are wondering if Alex Santos is going to pick up his first win of the season, it will not be tonight, and he will stay 0-8 on the year as the 1-0 pitch to Keir Meredith is inside, and it gets a piece of Meredith. And now the number 7 hitter in the Salem Red Sox order gets a free pass for first to make up for his first on-base appearance of the game. So the Woodpeckers, who had an amazing start to the game, 5 base hits, 5 runs in the top of the first inning, have surrendered that advantage as the Red Sox have scored 2 runs in the bottom of the second, 3 here in the bottom of the third, and now Carson Simas on the first pitch is a hard grounder to the middle of the infield, but a great play by Ramirez as he guns it over to Mascai in time for the third out of the inning. But hey, the Salem Red Sox just erased a 5-run deficit, and we're going to get a new pitcher out of the bullpen as the contest is 5-5 heading into the fourth. We welcome you back to Salem Memorial Ballpark. It's a brand new ball game, 5-5 between the Salem Red Sox and the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. And now leading things off in the inning is Jose Alvarez. We'll have Logan Cerny and Justin Williams batting, as well as a new pitcher into the game. You see him on your screen, number 41, Adenis Bautista. First pitch thrown from Bautista, and off-speed called strike number one by Perry Schwartz. So the Red Sox are able to erase that early 5-0 hole, and we'll see how they're able to defend it as the 0-1 pitch is sent foul down the right field side. Their first attempt is to bring in Bautista, who is making his 25th appearance on the season for the Red Sox, a 2-1 win-loss record with an ERA of a 3.60. An 0-2 count against the first man in Alvarez, and the pitch misses upstairs for ball one. Bautista has worked 35 innings this season, allowing 27 hits and 14 earned runs. He has walked 23, and he struck out 34. 1-2 pitch, a chopper down the third base side, will dance foul, and we will stay at a 1-2 count. Bautista has one of the better opponent's batting averages on the team of a 205 compared to the team average of a 247. Here's the 1-2 pitch, and it misses low and away for ball two. Bautista has been a pretty good middle innings kind of pitcher. Haven't seen him go really long stretches this season, right? Only 24 games of 35 innings as Alvarez shoots back the 2-2 pitch with the foul ball. But the good news for Gabriel Jackson is that he will not be handed the losing decision, and he quite possibly thought in that top of the first inning that he was on his way for his eighth loss of the season, but the offense comes alive. He puts together a pretty good two innings of work as the 2-2 pitch is a check swing upstairs. No appeal down the line to Trey Jester, and we'll go 3-2 on the count. So pretty lengthy at bat. Here's the eighth pitch on the way to Alvarez, and this is lifted up down the right field side. Bailin moving back to the track, and he makes the catch in stride for the first out of the fourth inning. Alvarez now 1-3 so far and the contest today. Well, we're going to get a lot of at-bats for some of these guys. It's already the third time through the order for the Woodpeckers here in the fourth inning, and we're going to have a very similar situation with the Red Sox in the bottom of the fourth because we're going to go Bailin, Paulino, and Bonassi. As we see Logan Cerny for the second time today, and this guy cannot see a strike ever. The pitch misses low and away for ball one. He was walked on four pitches in the first inning and the second inning, and this count starts off 1-0 for Cerny. Here's the 1-0 pitch, and this one will be taken for a called strike one. Bautista able to find his first strike against Logan Cerny, but still haven't seen a swing from the Fayetteville left fielder. Here's the 1-1 pitch to Cerny, and this is a called strike two at 94 miles per hour. Bautista showing the heat with a third pitch of the at-bat. Cerny, though, been reliable today as he has scored one run for the Woodpeckers. Here's the 1-2 pitch to Cerny, a swing and a miss for strike three, and Bautista has his first punch out of the night. Two up, two down here in the fourth inning, and Bautista will now face against Justin Williams. So good start for Bautista out of the bullpen for the Salem Red Sox. And it's going to be kind of those days here. It'll be one of those days, actually, I should say it like that, because we're going to get to see a great amount of the bullpen for both sides today. First pitch on the way to Williams, a swing and a miss on the breaking ball, and he drops 0-1 in the count. Williams finally utilized his bat for the better. And the first inning, after going 0-5 yesterday, came away with an 2-RBI single before popping up to right field. Back in the second, 0-1 pitch. He skies this one deep towards center field. Carson Simas doesn't have to move a whole lot to go get this one as he camps underneath of it and squeezes the glove for out number three. It's a 1-2-3 inning from Adenis Bautista, and we stay 5-5 here in Salem. We welcome you back to Salem Memorial Ballpark. A 5-5 score between the Fayetteville Woodpeckers and the Salem Road Sox as another pitching change here from Fayetteville in the bottom of the fourth. You got to see Federico Rene come in for two outs to close off the third inning. But we're going to have Edison Batista leading things off here in the fourth. He'll start off against Daryl Belin before taking on Edison Paulino. And then Brainer Bonassi. So a 5-5 contest after Fayetteville added five runs to their name at the very first half inning of the game. The Red Sox slowly but surely got themselves back in the contest with two runs in the bottom of the second, three runs in the bottom of the third. So if they want the pattern to exist and continue to keep going, they're going to need four runs here in the bottom of the fourth. Bautista's first pitch on the night is fired away high and inside for ball one. And we do have a scoring update to give you guys. Daryl Belin actually picked up a single in that last at-bat. So it wasn't just an error on the third baseman of Justin Williams as the 1-0 pitch is high and inside, causing Belin to duck and almost fall away from home plate as the count goes 2-0. So it is a single followed by a throwing error by Justin Williams. So Belin is actually 1-1 of the night, and he picks up his 8th RBI of the season. 2-0 pitch to Belin, and a sinker drops in the zone for Bautista's first strike of the night. Looking in on Edison Bautista, great win-loss record. 6 wins, 3 losses for the Woodpeckers' right-handed pitcher. As a 2-1 is away to Belin, and it misses on the inside for ball 3. 18th appearance this season for Fayetteville. He is making his 12th out of the bullpen. He does have 6 starts for the Woodpeckers in 2022. Hitter's pitch here for Daryl Belin. And stepped in and fire from Bautista. And it's upstairs for ball 4. And Belin, we mentioned his struggles this season for Salem. But he has a pair of on-base appearances to start off the night. So we're going to go Edison v. Edison with nobody out in the bottom of the fourth. As we take a look back at that Daryl Belin. A great take on a fastball that was rising inside and upstairs. And a very good mature at-bat for Belin. There's been times where he just steps up and swings at almost anything, but great patience in that at-bat. First pitch to Paulino is outside for ball one, and Paulino is 0-1 tonight. Walked back in the first inning and lined out in the second. A 1-0 count now as Bautista steps in and fires on the way to Paulino, and this misses outside for ball two. Well, Bautista has pitched 75 and two-thirds innings of work this season. That is almost the most out of any Fayetteville pitcher. He only trails Calderon by one-third inning of work as Paulino sits on a 2-0 pitch that misses away for ball three. So all he has to do is get two outs in the frame, and he has the most innings pitched on the active Woodpeckers pitching department. In those 75 and two-thirds innings of work, he's given up 51 hits. And 25 earned runs. 3-0 count to Paulino. And the fastball is upstairs for ball four. So on four pitches, Paulino defeats Bautista in the Edison v. Edison battle. But we take a look at Bautista. Maybe not the most ideal way to start off the night. And he hasn't really walked many opposing batters. Instead, he's a pretty reliable relief pitcher for this Fayetteville side. As he's only walked 33 batters coming into today's game. While striking out 87, opponent's batting average amongst the best on this Fayetteville side of a 187. He now faces Brainer Bonassi, and the first pitch is fouled away by Bonassi straight back into the netting. And that's the big notice between the Fayetteville pitching department and the Salem pitching department. A 215 opponent's batting average is the team average throughout the board. Salem is close to about 250. They sit at 247 coming into today's game. Well, nearly four-tenths up. Here's the 0-1 pitch to Bonassi, and a slow roller goes foul for strike two. 5-5 ball game between Fayetteville and Salem. We're in the bottom of the fourth inning. Nobody retired just yet. It's been a busy night for baseball on the offensive side. 5 runs in the first inning, 2 runs in the second inning, 3 runs in the third inning. So it's been a lot of scoring so far. Here's the 0-2 pitch to Bonassi, and he takes this one low and away for ball one. Only three hits tonight for the Red Sox, but their offense is being felt just as much as the Woodpeckers, who have seven hits on the evening. It's a 1-2 count for Brandon Bonassi, with runners at first and second. Bautista fires away. Bonassi drives this down the left field side, and it hits off the Roanoke Times Pavilion, and will stay at 1-2. By the way, that pavilion earlier today was a very popular spot. If you guys have been noticing on our social media pages, it's the Salem Red Sox baseball camp this week. And tonight the lunch was pizza. I mean, what a choice. And the campers surely loved it as Brandon Bonassi is punched out as he goes down looking at the plate on the strike three call. And Bautista gets his first out of the inning for the Woodpeckers. There's a very cute video. I saw it on our Instagram story. Kids were chanting pizza. I mean, that is a food they get really hyped up about. And we can get hyped up about Marcelo Meyer coming to the plate in a 5-5 ball game with runners at first and second. First pitch to Meyer is shot back to the screen for strike one. You guys are wondering, it was Benny. So it's the really big slices. And, I mean, it's one slice. It's like, I'm good. I mean, I just have one, and I'm satisfied. I've had it a few times. It's a pretty good pie. I would say that indeed. 0-1 pitch to Meyer, and this one's just outside for ball one. Well, Meyer does not have an official at-bat on the day for the Salem Red Sox, as he was walked back in the first inning as well in the third. Looking for a little bit more of offense here in the fourth inning. 1-1 pitch to Meyer, and he will hold on a pitch that's called strike number two on the upstairs edge of the zone. Nod his head, did not agree with that call. As a 92-mile-per-hour fastball whipped right into the zone. Belin at second base after being the leadoff walk, and Paulino walked right after him. 1-2 pitch to Meyer, a swing and a miss, as it's actually foul-tipped into the glove of the catcher of Colin Price for back-to-back punch-outs for Bautista. So now the Red Sox in a little bit of a situation. They still have runners at first and second, just like they did with nobody out. But now with two outs on the board, Blaze Jordan will watch the first pitch go into the zone for a called strike one. Jordan 0-2 today. Struck out swinging back in the first and then grounded out to a fielder's choice in the third. 0-1 pitch to Jordan. Fastball high and inside. And it gets Blaze Jordan, and as he was trying to avoid getting hit, his helmet came off. So Luke Moss will come down and talk with Blaze Jordan, as well as our athletic trainer, Nick Lohman. Check that one out again. Fastball high and inside, and Jordan is fortunate to avoid getting severely hit by that fastball. It did get a bit of Jordan, and he's going to be able to tough it out and stay in the ballgame. Great sight there from Jordan. As we check this one out again on the TV stream, it took the helmet off of Blaze Jordan. That's a tough sight there, and it's now back-to-back innings that a Woodpeckers pitcher has hit a Red Sox batter. Meredith hit back in the third, and now Jordan here in the second. So with that HBP, it actually loads up the bases for the Red Sox, and Balin moves to third. Paulino gets the second, and Tyler Miller comes to the plate. First pitch, he swings on a nasty breaker for strike one. Well, there's a player you want to play right now if you're the Salem Red Sox. It's this guy. The DH is 2-of-2 tonight with a pair of singles, including an RBI single as well in the night. Here's the 0-1 pitch. Miller fouls his off down the first base side, and he's quickly 0-2 in the hole. Not only that, he has an RBI, but he also has two runs on the night. And a big position for him if he's able to connect. But he's down 0-2 in the count and down to the last strike in the inning. Here's the pitch to Miller. A swing and a chopper that will roll foul. Protects the plate well and will stay at 0-2. 5-5 score between Fayetteville and Salem. An early Woodpecker start has led to a Red Sox resurgence. Five unanswered runs, and they're seeking to get their first lead of the night. Here's the 0-2 pitch to Miller. A swing, a foul tip into the glove of Price for for strike number three. And after walking the first two batters of the inning, Bautista is able to recover with three punchouts to retire the side, and the Red Sox strand each runner on third, second, and first. We go into the fifth with a 5-5 game. We welcome you back to Salem, Virginia, a 5-5 contest between the Woodpeckers and the Red Sox. Bautista out for another inning of work, and we're going to have Tyler Whitaker, Colin Price, and Victor Mascai all to bat for Fayetteville here in the fifth. First pitch is taken low and outside for ball one by Whitaker. He is one of two tonight. After picking up a single in the first, he grounded out to Bonassi to close off the second, and now Whitaker fouls the 1-0 pitch slightly down the first base side as it rolls foul. So tough break for the Red Sox. Could not take their first lead of the night with the bases being loaded in the bottom half of the fourth inning. That will have to wait for another inning, though. But the job now is to make it four straight shutout innings combined by Jackson and Bautista. Here's the 1-1 pitch to Whitaker, and this is popped up foul to our right side. Hits off the press box row here at Salem Memorial Ballpark, and the count goes 1-2. Well, Fayetteville has been out-hitting the Salem Red Sox greatly tonight. Seven hits for the visitors, three for the host, including one error going the Woodpeckers' way. 1-2 count for Bautista as he steps in, delivers the pitch to Whitaker, and this is fouled back towards the screen. Keep in mind, last night the Charleston River Dogs defeated the Columbia Fireflies 11-9. They won that game by two runs, big offense throughout the night. But another situation about it was that they had eight errors on the game, and they were still able to win. 1-2 pitch to Whitaker. That gets him looking for the strike three call. It's the second punch out of the night for Bautista, and he puts away the Woodpecker center fielder. Keep this in mind, Gabriel Jackson, in the three innings of work that he had, only had one punch out. It came against Jose Alvarez in the second inning. But Bautista, only four batters faced tonight, two punch-outs against the Fayetteville crew. So we have Colin Price, the catcher, coming to the plate, one of two tonight as well. This part of the order really exploited back in the first inning. Price contributing in as well with a double, and he takes the first pitch for a called strike one on the outside corner. He led off the third inning with a deep pop-up up to Carson Simas as the 1-2 hitter today goes 1-1 on the count as he takes the pitch on the inside. Our fourth inning today was the first scoreless inning between both sides. And even then, there was great opportunities from offense left and right as Price holds on the 1-1 swing and just went enough to not get the check swing call against his name. Two balls and one strike here for Bautista. against the batter of Price. Steps in and fires away, and this one's a called strike two on the inside half. I mentioned Price a few times on the broadcast, the newest member of this Woodpeckers side, making his first start behind the dish tonight. Here's the 2-2 pitch, and this one misses low and away for ball two. Scratch that, actually, ball number three. So a full count now for Colin Price. Catcher standing in strong. And Bautista with a 3-2 kick. A swing and a miss by Price. It goes into the glove. Machiavelli. And it's now the third punch out for Adenis Bautista. Gets back-to-back K's to start off the fifth frame. And we now have Victor Mascai making his way up towards the batter's box. Mascai, the left-handed hitter against the righty Bautista, will swing at the first pitch and miss for strike one. And Mascai has struggled greatly at times against the Salem Red Sox side. He is coming in today's game of 2-23 against the Salem Crew here in 2022. But he lifts this one out towards center field, dropping in hot. Sima is coming in hot, and he makes the catch for out number three. It's another 1-2-3 inning by Adenis Bautista, and we stay at a 5-5 score heading to the bottom of the fifth on MILB.TV. We welcome you back to Salem Memorial Ballpark, bottom of the fifth inning, a 5-5 score between the Woodpeckers and the Red Sox. We're going to have the 6-7-8 part of the order coming up as Machiavelli will lead things off, followed by Keir Meredith and Carson Sima. As Bautista, who was able to strike out the side back in the fourth inning, comes out for another inning of work as he fires a fastball that misses away for ball one. Well, Machiavelli has only been a part of the Red Sox side for these last 2 days, but he's made an impact with an RBI in each one of the contests, both of them coming from sacrifice pop-ups. The 1-0 pitch is in the zone for a called strike one. Although he's still seeking that first base hit, he is 0-3 with two RBIs, so still trying to get aboard safely, but he's making his impact still be felt as the 1-1 pitch is able to slide into the zone for a called strike two. Here's the 1-2 pitch coming up for Machiavelli, and this one will drive away of the zone, and this misses outside for ball number two. So an even count of two balls and two strikes. And Bautista in his last outing was phenomenal for this Woodpeckers side as the 2-2 pitch to Machiavelli is popped up. This one will just get out of the playing area a few rows up behind home plate, and it'll stay 2-2. It was a winning game for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers against the Carolina Mudcats. He pitched five innings of work, only allowed two hits, only walked two batters, struck out eight on the performance. And that's not really unusual for for Bautista. He had 9 strikeouts against the Myrtle Beach Pelicans back on July 15th. You want to look back even a little further, though. That's one of his outings he wants to forget. 4 runs given up against the Downey Ducks as the 2-2 pitch misses away for ball number 3. In the last 4 performances that we have seen Bautista at the mound, 3 of them have ended with Fayetteville wins. Here's a 3-2 pitch by Bautista, and it misses away for ball 4. And there it is for Daniel Machiavelli. He gets his first on-base appearance with a walk down towards first. So now Keir Meredith, who was hit by a pitch back in the 3rd inning, look to try to get on base again, although probably doesn't want to go through the same process that he did back in that previous at-bat. He is 0-1 today with a pop-up to Cody Orr in right field as well. First pitch to Meredith. He's going to put this one on the ground. A bouncer over towards Ramirez. Throws it over Molina for 1. Back over. No, he's going to eat it up at second base. Just gets the lead runner. A no-throw back over as Meredith showed his speed off down the first baseline. And on the fielder's choice, the Woodpeckers are able to get 1. And I looked down to see Molina throwing it to Mascai, and then I looked up and there was no throw over to first base. Was expecting to get the second 4-6-3 double play of the evening for the Woodpeckers, but they will take 1 for the time being. So now Carson Simas at the plate. A throw down towards first base is not in time as Meredith snatches a base and he gets in the scoring position. Didn't take long for Meredith to get the green light. Took off as the delivery was made by Bautista. And Price had a great throw down towards second. And checking out that replay again on MILB.TV, that was a bang-bang play. Trey Jester on top of it to give the call. But that was a great tag by the second baseman in Ramirez. But Meredith in the scoring position as the 0-1 count is going to be a grounder over to Carson Simas. Backhand side by Molina. And the throw is in time to get the speedy Simas for out number 2. So for Molina, he didn't really overreact that ground ball. Sort of came his glove side, was able to scoop it up, and he knew he had to fire one quickly over to first because this is a good part of the order with speed. Meredith followed by Simas. Of course, there also are center left fielder and center fielder respectively. As now Daryl Belin will sit on the first pitch as it drives upstairs for ball 1. Meredith, though, could not move towards third. Got to second with his 15th stolen base of the season. And now Belin, who is 1-1 of the contest, is up 1-0 in the count. And now he takes a pitch on the inside for ball 2. Fayetteville pitcher is having a tough time throwing to Belin today, who picked up a single back in the 2nd inning and then it was walked in the 4th. 113 on the season with his batting average. Picked up his 8th RBI of the season earlier today. Here's a 2-0 pitch to Baylin. A big swing, but he can't catch up to the 91-mile-per-hour fastball. And every time we check out Baylin, every one of those big hacks that he just misses out on, you always wonder what would happen if he actually made the contact. I mean, it's a powerful swing for the number 9 hitter. Here's the 2-1 pitch, and the fastball drives right above the zone for ball 3. That is a very mature take from Baylin. That one at 93 miles per hour looked just as close as to some of the strikes that we've seen on the upstairs corner today. Hitter's pitch now for Baylin. Meredith at second pitches away. A big swing by Baylin. Chases the fastball again but can't connect. So Baylin at a 3-2 count. The Red Sox down to the last strike in the inning. Have a chance to take their first lead of the contest with a runner in scoring position. 3-2 count pitch to Baylin. A swing and a miss as it's into the glove for strike number 3. And Bautista picks up his first punch out of the inning. And he couldn't have gotten it at a better time to put the Red Sox away. Into the 6th inning we go. It's still a 5-5 score here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. And it appears that Adonis Bautista will be out for another inning of work for Salem. We welcome you back to Salem Memorial Ballpark, and we are going to get another inning of Adenis Bautista as he goes against the dangerous 8-9-1 part of the order. And his first pitch goes way upstairs for ball one. Not a chance for Machiavelli to make a play on that first pitch as we check out the replay here on MILB.TV. Just slipped out of the hand of Bautista. Not a great start to the inning for number 41 of the Red Sox as the 1-0 pitch will drive upstairs for ball number two. Bautista has faced the minimum so far. He has retired the side in 1-2-3 fashion in the fourth and the fifth inning as a 2-0 pitch is a chopper towards the third base side as it rolls foul for strike one. Well, this part of the order yesterday was great. Molina, Ramirez, and Orr, which is the same 8-9-1 that we had in the 8-4 Vaudeville win yesterday, had three hits each. I know, pretty impressive between those bunch. Nine hits combined. Five of the eight Vaudeville runs came from this stretch of the order. We'll see what they do in the sixth inning today. 2-1 pitch, and this is belted up towards left field off the barrel of Molina. Two of two so far today. Make it two of three as Kieran Meredith makes the catch for the first out of the inning. Molina was able to keep the success that he found yesterday going through his first couple of at-bats. Ramirez, not so much. 0 of 2 today. He popped up to left field back in the first, and he grounded out to one of the more funkier fielder's choices we saw back in the third. He faces Bautista for the first time today, and Bautista starts things off with a strike on the outside half. Take the opportunity here in the top of the sixth inning to get a look around the Boston Red Sox organization and some of their scores as Ramirez swings and misses for the second strike of the at-bats. One game has already come to a close today at the AAA level. The Durham Bulls go back-to-back wins over the Worcester Red Sox and 3-1 today up in Polar Park. Not a good start for the Red Sox in their series as the 0-2 pitch is a hard grounder that just rolls foul by the third base side, and will stay at 0-2. Good news, though, for Boston Red Sox fans. Valdez, who is making his Worcester Red Sox debut today, hit his first home run with the crew. A solo shot was the only run that the Red Sox were able to get in today's contest. So the offense has been a troublesome time up in Worcester. They lost 16-0 yesterday to the Durham Bulls, and today, defense a lot better, holding Durham to only three runs, but the offense didn't come in much better fashion. The 0-2 pitch spikes in front of home plate for ball one. So Ramirez now in a 1-2 count as he tries to escape this hole. Meanwhile, on the AA level, the Erie Seawolves pick up back-to-back wins over the Portland Sea Dogs. 9-5 now. And that score as Ramirez will swing and miss for strike three, and Bautista now has four strikeouts. And he has done a great job so far. Eight batters faced. He has retired all eight of them. And Ramirez is just the next victim. So Cody Orr will make his way down to the plate. He is the only Woodpecker that has yet to face Bautista. Maybe he will snap the slump that the Woodpeckers have found themselves in. First pitch on the way to Orr. Right down Broadway at 91 miles per hour with a strike one call. So Erie takes the win over Portland. 9-5 is the final up there. Wilson and Bilas able to hit home runs for the Sea Dogs. And Orr takes the 0-1 pitch right down the middle for the strike number two. Meanwhile, it's a battle down in Rome as the Rome Braves lead the Greenfield Drive 6-5 and the bottom of the seventh. Hopefully the Drive are able to pull that one out. It wasn't a great day around the organization yesterday. All four teams losing. 0-2 pitch goes upstairs for ball one. And the count now is one ball and two strikes. And so far, it just hasn't been a great week. 0 of 6 combined. So hopefully things are able to change. 1-2 pitch on the way, and this misses low and inside for ball two. So we are even here with this at-bat between Adenis Bautista and Cody Orr. It's a 5-5 ball game between the Fayetteville Woodpeckers and the Salem Red Sox. We're in the top of the sixth inning here at Grilling Clinic Field. 2-2 pitch on the way to Cody Orr, and this one just missed for ball three. Was it inside? Was it a little bit upstairs? Well, Daniel Machiavelli didn't really have much of a reaction to it because he must have missed the zone on the inside. So we're going to 3-2 with the count. Bautista fires away or shoots this up foul and just to our right. So that's our look around the Boston Red Sox organization, at least on the minor league side. Boston also losing today to Houston as that series came to a close. 3-2 pitch by Bautista, a fastball, and it actually nicked Cody Orr on the way inside. It was a little bit of changeup action at 81 miles per hour, and it gets a piece of Cody Orr, and he picks up his first on-base appearance of the day. Check this one out on the replay once again, and this one just got that elbow. And that is going to do it for Adenis Bautista. So he had an assignment. You're going to work through the order, and Bautista almost went perfect through the stretch. A standing ovation from the fans here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. An excellent 2 2/3 innings of work for Adenis Bautista, as we're going to have a new pitcher coming into the game to pitch for the Salem Red Sox. We'll get you that name and information for when we come back. Runner on first for the Woodpeckers in a 5-5 contest. Welcome you back to Salem Memorial Ballpark. It is the top of the sixth inning, and Jose Alvarez is at the plate as Brian Lucas makes his appearance for the Red Sox. His first pitch of the night is a ground ball to Edison Paulino. Perfect field and a perfect throw to first to get out of the inning. One pitch, one out. That's all that Brian Lucas had to do to get us into the middle of the sixth inning. It's a 5-5 score between the Woodpeckers and the Red Sox, and when we come back, the Salem offense will have the top of the order with Paulino, Bonassi, and Meyer. Welcome back to Salem Memorial Ballpark, a 5-5 score between the Red Sox and the Woodpeckers, and what better way to start off the sixth inning Then a little bit of Edison v. Edison as Paulino comes to the plate against Bautista. Two innings of work for the Woodpeckers relief pitcher. Four punch-outs on 40 pitches. Here's the first pitch on the way to Paulino, and it's just on the outside for ball one. They're not spelled the same, though. Edison Bautista, the pitcher, only has one D in his first name. Our Edison Paulino has two. Here's the 1-0 pitch to Paulino, and it's a called strike one. A little bit of a delayed call by Perry Schwartz, but it's in there to get the count even at 1-1. 0-4 night for Paulino with two walks today. A pop-up towards the second baseman and Ramirez, and the second. The 1-1 pitch misses low and away for ball two, and the count reached 2-1. So a big opportunity for the Red Sox in this situation. You have the top of the order coming up. As the 2-1 pitch to Paulino, fastball well inside at 91 miles per hour, causing Paulino to leap a little bit in the batter's box. We've been held scoreless, though, in these last 2.5 innings of work. Not similar to how we started off today, as Paulino shoots the 3-1 pitch deep out towards left field. Moving back to the track now, coming in a bit, is Kearney as he makes the catch for out number one. So Paulino still looking for that first hit of the night, as well as the next man up in Bringer Bonassi. Grounded out to a double play back in the first, but was able to get a 67th walk of the season in the third before struck out looking by Bautista in the fourth. Here's the first pitch to Bonassi, as he will sit on one that misses well outside for ball number one. Red Sox trying to get their 15th win of the second half of the season, but most importantly, snap a four-game losing streak. Here's the 1-0 pitch to Bonassi, right down the middle at 91 with a strike one call. Three losses against the Fredericksburg Nationals. Never had an opportunity of getting one last look at the Nationals as the Sunday game was postponed, as Bonassi will sit on a 1-1 pitch that drops in the zone for the called strike two. So they're not playing Sunday, having the off day on Monday. They came out on Tuesday and were defeated 8-4 by this Fayetteville squad. Here's the 1-2 pitch to Bonassi, and this one just off the zone for ball two. So a 2-2 count. Bonassi 0-2 today. And it is an even count at bats. Here's the 2-2 pitch by Bautista, and Bonassi will foul this towards the on-deck circle of the Woodpeckers. Red Sox also trailed the Nationals by 8 games for first place in the Carolina League North Division. It is in reach, but you got to start getting the results now. 2-2 pitch, Bonassi gloved up by Bautista. What a scoop by the pitcher as he jogs over and tosses it into the glove of Mascai for the second out of the inning. You guys are on our TV stream. You better check this one out again. There's a hot rod shot that bounced right into the glove, stole a base hit from Bringer Bonassi. And at that part, he pretty much did 95% of the hard work. The rest of it was just jogging about 45 feet to his right to just toss it in the leather of Mascai for the second out. Well, we might not see a better web gym by a pitcher for the rest of the night, as Marcelo Meyer takes the first pitch, called strike on the outside corner. Most people would say that's luck for Bautista, but he would probably tell you that was all skill, as the 0-1 pitch goes up and away for ball one. Pretty much just a reflex at that point for Bautista on the mound, but man, he made it look really cool out there on the mound. 1-1 pitch to Meyer, and this sinker will miss low and on the inside for ball two. A nifty play with the glove side is able to help his cause. He's been really sharp in these last couple of innings for the Woodpeckers. 2-1 count to Meyer, a swing and foul back towards the screen. It wasn't the most pleasant start for Bautista, walking the first two batters and Belin and Paulino in the fourth. But since then, he has added four strikeouts. He hit Blaze Jordan at the plate. He walked Mackie Bailey, but outside of that, he's been really able to retire these Red Sox batters, which include five straight retired batters. 2-2 pitch to Meyer, swing and a foul ball. Salem's number 10 will stay in the at-bat with a 2-2 count. 5-5 score between the Woodpeckers and the Red Sox. Bottom of the sixth inning here at Salem. You don't want to label it as a must-win for the Red Sox, but you feel as if that they really have to get this one today. 2-2 pitch to Meyer. He lifts this up towards left center field. Moving back is a center fielder, Whitaker, reaching up. He can't make the grab. It bounces off the warning track and onto the wall. And Marcelo Meyer picks up his first hit of the night. It's a two-out double. Good contact by Meyer drove this opposite field. It had great elevation, and Whitaker, who's not really known as an outfielder, moving back, and he played this smart off the wall, but there was no chance that Whitaker was going to chase down that baseball, and Meyer comes away with another extra base hit, his second of the series. And now hold your horses, folks. We were talking about how Bautista was getting in the groove. Maybe the Red Sox have something up their sleeve here in the bottom of the sixth. First pitch to Blaze Jordan, check swing. He couldn't hold back on a slider outside. Well, Fayetteville jumped out to a 5-0 lead, and the Red Sox have been able to score five unanswered runs, but they haven't scored since the bottom of the third. It's a 5-5 score right now between the Woodpeckers and the Red Sox, as this breaking ball is in there for a called strike two. And after giving up the double, Bautista goes back-to-back pitches that get Blaze Jordan an 0-2 hole. 0-2 count to Jordan. Pitch low and inside. Good block by Price. Keeps it in front of him as the count goes to 1-2. Jordan looking for his first hit of the night. Got on base back in the fourth inning after being pretty much almost hit in the head by a fastball by Bautista. Prior to that, he struck out swinging and grounded out in the fielder's choice. 1-2 pitch to Jordan, and this is a slider missing the way. And Jordan doesn't bite on the bait as the count goes 2-2. On that fielder's choice, Jordan did pick up that RBI, so Jordan now with 53. That's a team best RBIs in the first two games of the series. We'll redo the 2-2 count. Bautista, a long look at Marcelo Meyer, the kick and the delivery. Jordan skies this one up. Doesn't have much distance on it, though, as it stays in the infield. Molina comes in, camps underneath of it, and makes the grab for the third out of the inning. So Marcelo Meyer kept the Red Sox in it on the frame, but they do strand the runner at second, and we stay 5-5 on the scoreboard. It was no offense in the middle innings tonight. We'll see what's in store for the last three innings of this baseball game with the top of the seventh coming up next and Brian Lucas returning to the mound. We welcome you back to the seventh inning, a 5-5 game between the Woodpeckers and the Red Sox, as we have at the plate Logan Cerny, who takes the first pitch for ball number one. It's the heart of the order with Cerny, Williams, and Whitaker. 3-4-5 for Fayetteville, and they'll go against Brian Lucas on the 1-0 pitch. And this one is inside for ball two. Brian Lucas came in the top of the sixth inning, my apologies, and he was able to get one pitch and a ground out to Jose Alvarez to escape the frame. And more of an inning here for Lucas as the 2-0 pitch is sized up and popped down the third base side. It will get well out of the ballpark, right over our heads. Probably made its way to the parking lot as well. Always a scary sight here at Salem Memorial Ballpark when that occurs. But Cerny so far today is 0-1 with a couple of walks. 2-1 pitch on the way to Cerny, and that draws into the zone for a called strike two. Since Lucas had such a quick inning, we did have a really good proper introduction for him. It's his fifth appearance of the season for the Salem Red Sox. He has a 2.84 ERA and not a winning or losing decision yet in 2022. 2-2 pitch to Cerny. Hot shot third base side underneath the glove of Paulino out towards left. It's a leadoff single for Cerny, and he gets the seventh inning rolling for the Woodpeckers. Well, Paulino has tried that multiple times tonight, and it's really unfortunate the Red Sox third baseman hasn't been able to come up with it just over the glove of Paulino into left field. And with that, Cerny is aboard for the third time today, but that one feels a little bit more rewarding as it's his first base hit. So now we have Williams at the plate, who started off the day strong with a single back in the first, but then a couple of pop-ups in the second and the fourth inning. First pitch by Lucas. It's a fastball that drives upstairs, and the count goes 1-0. Remember, folks, the seventh inning was when the Fayetteville Woodpeckers were able to really get that mojo to win in yesterday's game as Lucas checks back in on the runner at first, but the tag by Jordan not in time. Trailing 3-2 at the time, they used a big 5-run seventh inning to grab a 7-3 lead over the Salem Red Sox, and at that point, they pretty much coasted their way towards the finish line to grab the win. 1-0 count, runner goes, pitch is going to be in there for a called strike one, and McAvely never made an attempt towards the bag at second, so an easy stolen base for Logan Cerny, and the Woodpeckers have a runner in scoring position. Haven't been able to say that since the third inning when you had Maskai and Molina make it as far as third base. Cerny now at second. A 1-1 count here from Lucas. This is popped up towards right field. Belin will drift on back, and he can't make the grab. It's off the glove, and it rolls out towards the wall at right field. Cerny scores from second, heading towards third. It's going to be Williams as he slides in safe. A mishap by Daryl Belin gives the Fayetteville Woodpeckers the 6-5 lead. Just off the glove of the right fielder, it seemed pretty routine as he got underneath of it, but he may have taken a stop to his momentum a little too early. And at the very end, he had to reach out and try to make the grab, but at that moment, it was too late. And Belin creates the first error of the night for the Red Sox, and he gives the lead right back to the Woodpeckers. So Whitaker at the plate now will watch the first pitch go above the zone for ball one. So Cerny, who was aggressive, moved into scoring position with his 35th stolen base of the season, gives him the green light to come all the way home as the 1-0 pitch is in the zone for a called strike one. And the Woodpeckers' offense, which was quiet for five full innings, comes alive here in the seventh and sits right back on top of the Red Sox. 1-1 pitch, a Whitaker dribbler goes behind the plate. And we go 1-2 on the at-bats. 1-3 night for Whitaker, the center fielder. Good start as well. A single, but that has retreated towards an average night where it's been a ground down in the second and a strikeout looking in the fifth. 1-2 count, though, for Lucas, trying to get the first out of the inning. The kick and the deal. This is whipped down the left field line. It drops for a base hit. This scores a run as we have Williams touching home. And into second goes Tyler Whitaker. It's an RBI double. It's a second base hit of the game. And it's now 7-5 Woodpeckers over the Red Sox. And this at-bat, Lucas was in control with the at-bat for the majority of it, but Whitaker still finds a way to make an impact at the plate. And he drives in the crucial seventh run for the Woodpeckers. So Nick Green will jog on out to talk with Brian Lucas and pretty much the majority infield. Blaze Jordan not going to get it on discussion. He's going to just chill at first base, but Bonassi, Meyer, and Paulino come in with the battery as well. We'll take this mound visit as an opportunity to let you know that it was the 13th double of the year for Tyler Whitaker, but also give you a little Carolina League score update. The Fredericksburg Nationals lead the Down East Ducks in the contest 6-5, top of the eighth inning. And I've been checking on that one pretty much all night long. Fredericksburg has been ahead of Down East for a little bit of time here and there. They've been sticking in within one or two runs of the Nationals, but Fredericksburg still at that 6-5 edge. So Lucas's first pitch of the at-bat to Colin Price is a perfect off-speed delivery that locks up the batter for the called strike one. Carolina now leads Kannapolis 5-3. That game in the bottom of the eighth inning, so the Mudcats trying to add a little bit of insurance to their two-run lead before they switch over to the top of the ninth. 0-1 pitch to Price, a good swing and a bouncer right over Paulino's glove in the left field. Whitaker is going to get the sign from second, and he scores with ease as Meredith just eats it up in left field, and into second goes Colin Price. It's another big seventh inning for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Back-to-back doubles, the first one from Whitaker, and now Colin Price with the second double of the day, another RBI for the recent call-up of the Woodpeckers, and it's a three-run lead for the Woodpecker side. Still nobody retired on the inning, as now we have Victor Maskai at the plate. Lucas with a long look at second fires away, and Maskai with the dribbler back towards the on-deck circle, which is currently occupied by Molina. So a single by Cerny, an error committed by Daryl Baylin, followed by a pair of doubles of Tyler Whitaker and Colin Price, had the Woodpeckers with a three-run lead. Their offense was pretty quiet for the second, third, fourth, fifth, and sixth inning, but they come alive here in the seventh as the 0-1 pitch misses low for ball one. Continuing to look around the Carolina League, the Lynchburg Hillcats lead the Myrtle Beach Pelicans 7-3. That game is currently in the top of the eighth. Hillcats blew yesterday's game against the Pelicans, looking to try to take the second game of the series. 1-1 pitch, well hit ball. Bonassi snatches it from midair for the first out of the inning. No play back at second. Smart base running by Price, but Lucas can take a deep breath for the time being to finally get the first out of the frame. Bonassi going over to his right side, leaping up and going to his backhanded side. Makes the catch in the air for the first out of the inning. We saw earlier today Ramirez make a nice play at second base, and Bonassi showing off his glove as well here in the seventh. First pitch now over to Molina, and this one shoots through the gap. This one was going to probably, nope, it's not, as Price is held up at third, and Molina is into first. That is the third single of the day for the Fayetteville shortstop, and runners on the corners for Yoraz Ramirez. Thought for a moment that we were going to see Colin Price make the turn at third and come home to try to make it a 9-5 ball game, but a good read by the third base coach of the Woodpeckers to hold the runner of Price, because it was going so fast out towards Meredith that it was going to be a pretty good shot for Salem's number one to make a play towards the plate. So now the number nine hitter, who is 0-3 today, will look to try to make an impact in the seventh. First pitch is down the middle for a called strike one. An 8-5 ball game. The Woodpeckers lead the Red Sox. 11 base hits on the night. 8 runs. 3 better than the Red Sox, 5. And most importantly, better on the hit department as well. Salem only with 4 hits tonight. Fayetteville almost tripling that number. 0-1 pitch to Ramirez is a slider that misses away. And the count goes 1-1. Some more scores to get you caught up on. The Augusta Green Jackets look to be on their way for a win over the Delmarva Shorebirds, 14-4. in the top of the seventh. Game two up in Salisbury. Lucas fires back to first, and now the runner is in a pickle. Jordan chasing down the runner. Molina is able to make the tag. Price held at third the whole way through, and a successful pickoff by Brian Lucas to get the runner at first puts a little bit more ease in this at-bat against Ramirez. Lucas with an excellent pickoff attempt, and Molina had nowhere to go. He was probably just stalling for some time to make sure that Colin Price could come home from third, but it was a good focus by Jordan. He was keeping the ball in hand at all times and also checking over on Colin Price. So the 1-1 pitch drops low for ball two. We now have two outs in the frame, and Lucas trying to put an end to the seventh inning. Also a game that had a delay start. The Charleston River Dogs and Columbia Fireflies finally underway. 0-0 in the bottom of the second. Ramirez will take the 2-1 pitch low and inside for ball three. Hitter's pitch coming up for the nine-hole hitter. If he's able to get aboard, then we have the top of the order coming up for the Woodpeckers as Cody Orr is awaiting on deck. 3-1 pitch from Lucas, and this one's a fastball inside at 92. And Ramirez is aboard for the first time this evening as he's walked in his fourth at-bat. And now Luke Montz walking down towards the mound. This probably spells an end for Brian Lucas's night, and it will. Blake Lubier will be coming out of the bullpen for the Salem Red Sox as Lucas has one of those outings that he will like to forget. Three runs given up here in the top of the seventh. Not all of them are his responsibility, but he does surrender the 5-5 ball game as it's now 8-5 Vadeville over the Salem Red Sox as Lubier is going to try to come in and get one out to close the top of the seventh inning. Runners at first and third for the Woodpeckers. We welcome you back to Salem Memorial Ballpark. It's still the top of the seventh inning, and the Vadeville Woodpeckers lead the Salem Red Sox 8-5 in the contest. We are in the midst of a three-run top of the seventh inning for this Woodpeckers side, and Cody Orr, who is a leadoff batter in the order, will come to the plate against Blake Lubier. As the first pitch is fired away, hard chopper to Paulino, glove side. This is a little bit of deja vu as the throw is over to Jordan in time for the third out of the inning. Brian Lucas came in, got one pitch with a ground out to Edison Paulino to close off the six, and Lubier comes in for one pitch, gets one out with a grounder to Edison Paulino to put an end to the frame. We're going to go to the seventh inning stretch as the Salem Red Sox trail by three on MILB.TV. Welcome back to Salem Memorial Ballpark. 8-5 lead for the visiting Fayetteville Woodpeckers side over the Salem Red Sox. We will have Tyler Miller leading things off in the frame as Edison Bautista out for another inning of work. 62 pitches so far today, 35 of them being recorded as strikes. He has four punchouts to his name as well in the three innings that he's been on the mound for this Fayetteville side. It'll go Miller, Machiavelli, and Meredith here in the seventh. First pitch to Miller is popped up, shallow left center field. Moving back is going to be Molina, and he makes the catch for out number one. Well, for baseball fans, we just went through the most wild time of the season with the MLB trade deadline coming to a close yesterday, and obviously everyone knowing the biggest trade, the blockbuster move of Juan Soto going to the San Diego Padres, and that division just is ridiculous, okay? We already have the Dodgers, who are a great side in that department. San Diego was pretty good this season, as the first pitch to Machiavelli goes on the outside for ball number one. Giants also in the mix as well for the NL wildcard spot, as the 1-0 pitch for Machiavelli will be fouled away. And it hasn't been as intense as it has been in past years. Giants kind of moving back, but the Padres have been battling with so many injuries that that team is going to be a fun one to watch come the second half of the season. 1-1 count here for Machiavelli. I'll get to my point right after this as the fastball misses upstairs, but that means that movements happen at all levels, not just the show, but also from the AAA level down towards the single-A level right here in Salem, as the 2-1 pitch to Machiavelli is a breaky ball that just misses for ball three. The biggest one being a part of that one solo trade was outfield James Wood, who was one of the top prospects in the San Diego Padres organization, as the 3-1 pitch misses inside for ball four. So Machiavelli walked in the fifth, and he does so here in the seventh for back-to-back on-base appearances. So with one out in the inning, Keir Meredith will make his way down. 8-5 score here with the Woodpeckers leading the Red Sox, and James Wood, who is now number three on the Washington Nationals prospect list, is down with the Fredericksburg Nationals as the first pitch misses outside for ball number one. So not only has Fredericksburg been really great in their first 30 games of the second half, winning 22 of the 30, but they also added a brilliant outfielder of James Wood as the 1-0 pitch is a called strike one as it drops into the zone. Brady House hasn't been available that much for Fredericksburg in these last few months, but what a pair that is. House and Wood, I mean, those guys are a few years away from being in our nation's capital, but going to be great for Fredericksburg for the time being as the 1-1 pitch hits the right elbow of Keir Meredith, the second time today that Meredith has been hit by a pitch, and that one went right off the elbow pad, so he didn't feel much pain about it, but a relief that he was wearing it. That accessory came in the clutch for Meredith, and he will have another good trot down the first base. Was talking to Jim Fulton after Keir Meredith was hit back in the third inning, team statistician and historian. That is now the 12th time this season that Meredith has been hit by a pitch. First pitch on the way to Carson Simas. This is lifted up down the right field side. It might be playable for Orr, but it does land in the Woodpeckers bullpen. So 0-1 count here for Carson Simas, who is 0-2 so far today. Got a walk back in the second inning. Another player that's also going to join the Carolina League from a trade is Antoine Kelly. He is now with the Down East Ducks. As the 0-1 pitch to Simas goes right down the middle for a called strike two. That name may sound familiar to you guys, though, because he was a part of the Milwaukee Brewers organization prior to that trade. And when that trade was made, he went from the Brewers tell the Rangers as Simas with the ground ball in the 0-2 might be two as it's a play from Williams over to Ramirez and into first in time for just one out. Hold up here. I believe that the runner is safe at first. That's right. Meredith was holding at second. The throw was not in time to get Carson Simas. I jumped the gun there. So apologies on that as Keir Meredith will jog back towards the Salem Red Sox dugout. So Miller makes his way to third. And now Simas at first. Runners on the corners. And another big at-bat here for De La Baylin. I mean, this guy has been in some of the biggest opportunities tonight. And on the first pitch, he will take it for a called strike one. He was able to make the most of it back in the second inning. And he was walked in the fourth, but he struck out swinging in the fifth. What is he going to do here in the bottom of the seventh? 0-1 pitch to Baylin. He lifts this up opposite field down the right side, but it will go into the seats for strike two. But just mentioning, Antoine Kelly actually made the jump up to high A, Wisconsin, when he was a part of the Milwaukee Brewers organization this season, but traded to the Texas Rangers organization and is sent back down to the single A level. But a good left-handed pitcher for the Down East Ducks, who trailed the Nationals by 8 games for the lead in the Carolina League North Division. 0-2 counts as Bautista trying to get out of the frame. Baylin, a swing and a miss. Strike three, and Baylin once again goes down on a strikeout to close out the inning. Opportunity for the Salem Red Sox comes to an end as they strand two base runners on the frame. And we go into the top of the eighth inning with an 8-5 Fayetteville lead. Welcome back to Salem, Virginia, top of the eighth inning. And the Fayetteville Woodpeckers lead the Salem Red Sox 8-5 on the contest as we're in the top of the eighth. So that means we're going to have the 2-3-4 part of the order coming up for the Woodpeckers. Jose Alvarez, Logan Cerny, and Justin Williams all to bat against Blake Lubier. One pitch, one out to close off the seventh inning. On the first pitch, it's in the zone for a called strike number one. Just like with Lucas, we didn't get a chance to give a proper introduction to Blake Lubier, who is making his 23rd appearance of the season for the Red Sox. And another off-speed delivery gets the called strike number. Now it's an 0-2 count for Alvarez, the designated hitter. Here comes the 0-2 pitch by Lubier. It's shot up foul down the first base side, and it makes its way into the seats. So Lubier on the season, a 1-1 win-loss record with an ERA of a 6.57, 38 and one-thirds innings of work on the season for the Salem right-handed pitcher. Here's the 0-2 pitch to Alvarez. Fastball misses inside for ball one. 52 hits allowed, 28 earned runs allowed. He's walked 20, and he has struck out 28 on the season as the 1-2 pitch misses to the outside, and the count's even at 2-2. Alvarez at a 355 batting average on the season with a single home run and six RBIs. He has a 2-2 count with the bases cleared as a check swing on a pitch on the inside, and Trey Jester on the peel says he goes. Alvarez with a million-mile stare down towards Jester. Didn't think that he was going to get called with the check swing, but we check out the replay here, and did he go? I believe he just went far enough. Good decision by Machiavelli to draw the appeal. And Lubier gets his first strikeout of the night. So now we have Logan Cerny, the number three hitter in the order, will take the first pitch upstairs for ball one. Here's the big area that Blake Lube has to address on this season. His opponent's batting average, a 329. That is the highest on the team, almost a whole tenth of a point above his counterparts. The 1-0 pitch is swung on and missed by Cerny, and the count is even at one ball and one strike. Cerny so far today is 1-of-2. After walking his first two at-bats, he recorded a single in the seventh, and now the 1-1 pitch just misses on the inside, and we go 2-1 on the counts. 8-5, Woodpeckers lead over the Red Sox, top of the eighth. Fans sticking around here at the ballpark. It's been a great game so far. Hasn't been all too sloppy as the 2-1 pitch goes low for ball three. Just a couple of errors, but outside of that, some great offense, and we've also seen some brilliant pitching today. Bautista is the name to be if you want to be pitching today. As the 3-1 is away, as Cerny rockets this one out towards left center field. Has he gone yard for back-to-back nights? It does not leave the ballpark as it bounces off the left center wall. He will settle with the double, but it's back-to-back hits for Logan Cerny, and the Woodpeckers have a runner in scoring position with one away in the eighth. Cerny in the seventh inning last night blasted a two-run home run to left center field, and checking this one out again, it appeared that he might have gone yard, but had the hitter's pitch and looking up just a little short as it landed off of the bottom part of that left center wall underneath the Carilion Clinic scoreboard. So we move down to Justin Williams with one out on the board. The first pitch is away, and it just misses on the inside for ball one. Williams so far today is 1-of-4. He reached safely back in the seventh inning when he hit the ball opposite field out towards Darryl Bellin, and it hit off of his glove out towards deep right field. 1-0 pitch to Williams as spikes in front of home plate, and the count reached 2-0. Cerny was at second when that event happened. After picking up a single in his last at-bat, he stole his 35th base of the year and was able to come all the way home. Cerny just connected for his 16th double of the season, and Lubier fires a 2-0 pitch that's high and inside for ball three. With that base hit by Cerny, it's now 12 for the Woodpeckers, triple the amount that the Red Sox have been able to convert on the night. Here's a 3-0 pitch, and it misses low and away for ball four. And on four straight pitches, Justin Williams gets a free pass to first. So it's the third time that Williams has reached base safely today, all unique styles. A single in the first, an error in the seventh, and now a walk here in the eighth. And we might be going down to the part of the order where the power by the Woodpeckers might be able to get them through tonight's matchup. We have Tyler Whitaker and Colin Price due up for Fayetteville. And Whitaker, 2-of-4 tonight, will take the first pitch as it goes low for ball one. Lube having a little trouble here trying to find the zone. Had a 3-1 count against Cerny before he blasted the double, and then he threw four straight pitches that missed the zone to Williams. And he starts off the at-bat against Whitaker with one low as well. Here's the 1-0 pitch, and this one will bounce right in front of home plate for ball two. We'll speak about the trade deadline, the bottom of the seventh inning, how it affects the Carolina League, but also a lot to do with the Boston Red Sox organization. Two big trades worthy the note for Boston Red Sox fans. Obviously, the one being Christian Vasquez that we talked about on yesterday's broadcast, shipped out to the Houston Astros as Whitaker fouls off the 2-0 pitch. Vasquez, you spent some time here in Salem Memorial Ballpark and is coming up through the organization. Spent a few years up in Boston before being moved out towards Houston. So now a part of the same organization that's affiliated with the Fayetteville Woodpeckers, who are the single A affiliate of the Houston Astros. 2-1 count for Lube as he fires a breaking ball, and this one just misses on the inside for ball three. And some of the fans kind of getting testy here, saying, come on, Blue. Thinking that Lube just dialed up a perfect 2-1 strike. But instead, it's a hitter's pitch coming up for Tyler Whitaker. 3-1 count. Lubier steps in, and Whitaker will chop this one foul down the third base side. We go 3-2. But that also brings two good prospects over to the Boston Red Sox organization. We mentioned earlier on the game today, Emmanuel Valdez hit a home run for his Worcester Red Sox debut. The only run that the Red Sox have been able to put on the scoreboard in these last 2 days. So Valdez bringing that offense. He's ranked number 28 in the organization. 3-2 pitch. Whitaker sensed it up to the right field side. Looking like it might go to no man's land as Bailyn coming in hot. Diving attempt, and he can't make the catch. It will be fair. The throw down to second is in time to get the runner. So Williams tagged out at second. Cerny goes in the third. And at first, it's Tyler Whitaker. Check this one out again. This one is a tough play for any base runner on any baseball field. Bailyn comes in hot, tries to make the diving attempt. But notice he makes an attempt in fair territory, which means that the runners of Cerny and Williams have to take off towards third and second base, respectively. And it was a quick recovery by Blaze Jordan to pick up the ball and gun it down to Meyer at second, who was able to assess an easy tag on Justin Williams for the second out of the inning. And now Colin Price, the first pitch he sees, a deep drive out towards right field, and they make the grab and the throw back in. The tag attempt by Jordan is in time. A double play by the Salem Red Sox, and they get out of the eighth inning. What a funky series of events here in the top of the eighth. But all you have to know is that the Salem Red Sox keep this one an 8-5 ball game as we go to the bottom of the eighth. A new pitcher coming in for the Woodpeckers right after this. We welcome you back to the bottom of the eighth inning here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. 8-5 Dadeville lead over the Salem Red Sox side. And what a funky end we had to that bottom of the eighth inning. It was one out on the board, runners at the corners for the Woodpeckers, and it was a fly ball out towards right field. The catch was made by Darryl Bailyn, and he fired it back in to the first base of Blaze Jordan. And I believe the Woodpeckers may have thought that there was two outs in the inning, but there was only one. And now Edison Paulino will start things off by taking the first pitch high for ball one. So Paulino trying to get aboard and spark this come-from-behind efforts here by the Red Sox. Here's the 1-0 pitch to Paulino right down the middle, called strike number one. New pitcher in the game as well, here for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. DiLabio is in the pitch as he fires the 1-1 upstairs for ball two. Jacob DiLabio is from Kenosha, Wisconsin. Was signed as a free agent back in the 2021 calendar year. And he has a 2-1 count here for Edison Paulino, who will swing and miss for strike two. So the Red Sox, with heads-up baseball, are able to get out of the top of the eighth. Keep this one an 8-5 contest, but they still got their work cut out for them on the offensive side. 2-2 count for DiLabio as he fires away, and a swing and a miss by Paulino. It bounced in front of home plate, but Paulino couldn't help but to take a crack at the changeup, and he's put aside for the first out of the frame. DiLabio is 0-3 with the win-loss record this season. He has pitched in 12 games for the Woodpeckers, and his ERA is at a very pleasant 2.81. He's pitched 16 innings for the Woodpeckers, and he's allowed 15 hits and 5 earned runs. And a strikeout-to-walk ratio is now at 4-1 as Bonassi will take the first pitch for a called strike one. Came in today with 6 walks allowed and 23 strikeouts, so struck out Paulino. He gets up to 24 on the season. Opponent's batting average at a 246. 0-1 count to Bonassi as he takes the pitch upstairs for ball one. An 0-3 night for Bonassi. Struck out looking back in the fourth inning. His only on-base appearance, though, came in the third when he was walked in the leadoff spot. 1-1 count for Brandon Bonassi as the pitch is away and there's a foul back towards the screen. Was talking a bit about the Boston Red Sox organization trades. Mentioned about Manuel Valdez up in Worcester now, but another person was sent over as well. Willier Abreu is now with the Portland Sea Dogs at the AA level. He is ranked number 29 in the organization when it comes to their top 30 prospects. That wasn't the only trade, though, that the Boston Red Sox made, as the 1-2 pitch by Bonassi is over the second baseman's head and Ramirez. This trickles out to the right center gap, and it gets under the glove of Hoare. It rolls all the way to the wall. Bonassi is sinking three, and he has a stand-up triple. Well, it might not go down as a triple, but he finds all of his way to third base, as this was a well-hit ball right over the glove of Ramirez, and then Orr goes to cover it up in the gap, tries to pick it up, and he can't make the play. So it rolls all the way to the wall at the New Realm Brewing Company sign out in right center field, and Bonassi puts his head down and turns all the way towards third. Heads up base running for Bonassi, and that sparked a little energy in the crowd here at the ballpark. So Marcelo Meyer at the plate. First pitch to Meyer. Well hit ball down the right field side. This will drop for base hits. It will be an RBI as well. Meyer chugging towards second. He slides in. Not in time. Trying to turn a single into a double, but a good relay from Orr to Ramirez at second gets the tag down in time. It does score a run for the Red Sox, but Meyer cannot go back-to-back doubles. And the 6th and 8th inning, what a throw from Orr. Took one hop in, and that one was real close. I think Meyer, his left foot was just a little too elevated off of the base, as Blaze Jordan will take the first pitch upstairs for ball one. But that left foot, when Meyer slid into the bag, was elevated, and that gave Ramirez more time to make the tag on the Salem shortstop slide. If maybe that left foot was down a bit, Meyer would have been able to beat out the tag as the 1-0 count turns to 2-0 with the pitch outside. Trey Jester, though, had a pretty good spot at it, right over the bag at second. But Meyer does get the single. It's a 6-hit of the game for the Red Sox and makes an 8-6 contest as Jordan gets hit by another pitch. The second time today that a fastball gets Blaze Jordan. And for Jordan and Meredith, they've now been hit a couple of times. 4 hit by pitches today by the Woodpeckers crew. This one to Jordan gets a bit of that left arm, that tricep area as the fastball was coming in. And I hate to look at hit by pitches as positive results, but I mean, it brings the tying run to the plate in Tyler Miller. So the first pitch to Miller. This is sent deep out towards left center field. Moving back to the track is Logan Cerny, and he makes the grab for out number 3. But it's not all bad news, though, for the Salem Red Sox. A Brandon Bonassi triple, his 6th of the season, is followed up by a Marcelo Meyer RBI single. It's 8-6 Vaudeville going into the top of the ninth, though, Red Sox are going to have to try to do a great job defensively to keep this one a two-run contest. 8-6 Woodpeckers over the Red Sox. Welcome back to Salem Memorial Ballpark. Top of the ninth inning, an 8-6 lead for the Woodpeckers over the Red Sox. Myers' RBI single gets his RBI total up to 40 on the year, but it's not going to be much of it that they wanted to, as they still trail by two runs going into the top of the ninth inning. And they're going to have Victor Mascai, Leo's Danny Molina, and Yoraes Ramirez as the 7-8-9. Part of the order is due up against Blake Lubier, as the first pitch is going to be belted to the right side. It gets over the glove of Jordan out into right field. It's going to be a one-pitch leadoff single for Victor Mascai, and that is now his second base hit of the evening, and it comes here in the top of the ninth. Well, Mascai saw the first pitch from Lubier, and it was a well-hit ball down the first base side, and looked like it might have been an opportunity for Jordan to make a backhanded snap at it, but he couldn't really make a good play on it as it landed about a few feet in front of him and hopped right over the glove out into right field. So now we move down to Molina, who has been excellent so far this series. Three hits yesterday for the Woodpeckers, three hits today as he takes the first pitch for a called strike one. All right, so I have to get through it now. The Eric Hosmer trade, the big one that happened yesterday. Two players are shipped to the Boston Red Sox organization as well. They're now with the Greenville Drive as the 0-1 pitch will miss low for ball one. I feel like I've been taking multiple innings to get through this, but Christian Vasquez gets traded away to the Houston Astros. You get a couple of prospects in return. Eric Hosmer gets shipped out to Boston, and you add a few prospects to their name. Second baseman Max Ferguson and outfielder Corey Rozier. As the 1-1 pitch will miss low and away, as Molina holds back on the check swing and the count goes 2-1. So Ferguson is ranked number 30 now in the organization. Rozier not ranked, but still a pretty good outfielder. That could be a good prospect for this Boston Red Sox side. 2-1 pitch now, a big swing and a miss by Molina. And the count now goes 2-2. But when I was writing those names down, I said, man, it's getting kind of busy up there in Greenville. Now, obviously, you've sent out some pretty good talent of our own. Obviously, Nicholas Northcutt making the jump up to Double-A Portland in the least few weeks, but still some top names down there in South Carolina. 2-2 pitch over to Mascai, and he takes a hop into the glove of Mackie Bailey for ball three. And you got to think about the players this year, but also the players of last year. Nick York still down there. Matthew Lugo as well. Joe Davis, a part of the Greenville Drive, as the 3-2 pitch is on the way to Mascai and Molina, and it gets him looking for the call on strike number three. The 85-mile-per-hour breaker by Lubier stops Molina in his tracks. A payoff pitch, and Lubier went right with what he needed to get through the at-bat of Molina. That's a tough out to get this series for the Woodpeckers, and Lubier is able to do so for the first out of the inning. So we move down to Ramirez, and the first pitch is a fastball that will miss inside. And it missed the zone, and it just missed Ramirez, the batter. So one ball and zero strikes. A little bit of lead at first for Mascai, after his leadoff single. 1-0 is the count. Loubier steps in, and this is fouled off the barrel by Ramirez. And the count goes 1-1. So not any big trades with the Salem Red Sox sake. No single-A players moving from one team to here in Southwest Virginia. But look at the organization. It looks like the organization got better over these last few days, which is always a great sign, as the 1-1 pitch by Loubier will go just low for ball two. 8-6 is our score here in Salem. The Woodpeckers lead the Red Sox as Salem is looking to avoid losing five straight games. Longest losing streak of the season is six for the Salem side. 2-1 pitch, and this one will be a chopper down the third base side, but rolls foul, and will go 2-2 on the count. I'm looking at it, unfortunately, though, as when you take a look at the Carolina League North Division race, looks like our opposition that is between us and first place got a little better over these last few days. 2-2 pitch by Loubier. This is lifted, a blooper over Jordan's head, and it lands just foul. Maybe 2 feet to the right of that right field foul line. And that one was charted towards no man's land as Bonassi hums it up into the seats for a free souvenir. Some games are starting to go final across the Carolina League, including the Fredericksburg Nationals and Down East Ducks contest. The final score there, Fredericksburg defeats Down East 6-5. 2-2 pitch, a swing and a miss by Ramirez. It's back-to-back punch outs for Loubier as he got Molina looking, and now he gets Ramirez swinging with the top of the order coming up. Good pitch here from Loubier. Ramirez could not hold off the fastball. And Ramirez has now struck out twice on the evening for Fayetteville. Well, Cody Orr is 0-5 today. Scratch that, 0-4 today with a hit by pitch back in the 6. As the first pitch is in the zone for a called strike one. Well, we were talking about this 8-9-1 part of the order and how they've been able to do a good job in the series. Still an okay day today, especially powered by Molina, as Orr will swing and miss for strike two. But Ramirez and Orr have not looked the same today. But who's to say that Cody Orr comes away with a big hit here in the top of the ninth? Not in a good position right now, down 0-2 in the hole. Loubier steps and delivers, and this is chopped foul to the left behind home plates. Further reminder that these two teams will play against each other tomorrow at 7.05 p.m. right here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. It is Thirsty Thursday. Always a great day here at Salem, Virginia. Haven't had one for a few weeks. Hoping for a good crowd tomorrow as the 0-2 pitch to Orr is going to be blooped up backwards as McAvely didn't know where it was for about a few seconds and never was able to make a good transition to the backstop to make the grab. The big thing will be for the rest of this week, though, is the weather. Really hoping we stay dry. We've been really fortunate throughout the most of the season not to have many too many postponements. I can recall only one game has been postponed prior to the start of the contest. Here's the 0-2 pitch to Orr. It's a swing and a miss. And Blake Loubier strikes out the side. He got Molina looking. He got Ramirez and Orr swinging to put an end to the frame. The score is 8-6. The Woodpeckers lead the Red Sox. Fayetteville needs 3 outs. Salem needs 2 runs. Not that tall of a task, but Daniel McAvely, Keir Meredith, and Carson Simas are all due up next when we come back. Well, one last shot for the Salem Red Sox as Daniel Machiavelli will make his way down to the batter's box as we will have the catcher of the Salem Red Sox followed by Keir Meredith and Carson Simas here in the ninth. First pitch to Machiavelli, a called strike one on the outside corner. Jacob DiLabio going to try to secure this win for the Woodpeckers as they lead 8-6 over the Salem Red Sox. An 0-1 pitch to Machiavelli will drive upstairs for ball one. Red Sox are able to move back within two runs in the bottom of the eighth inning thanks to a Marcelo Meyer RBI single. Going to need a little bit more than that, though, here in the ninth as the 1-1 pitch is missed low and away at 84 for ball two. So right now the Red Sox tying run is on deck, so you got to find a way to get him aboard or at least on the batter's box in this situation. A clear night in Salem, a little bit of a breeze going from left field to right. Here's the 2-1 pitch. Machiavelli will hit ball third base side. Williams, a great defensive play, fires it over in time for the first out of the inning. Muskai is able to rob potentially an extra base hit by Daniel Machiavelli. And then he just threw it to, beamed it across the diamond into the glove of Muskai in time. An absolute missile from the right hand of Justin Williams for the first out of the inning. And that's how you keep the defense as a priority in this situation. Keir Meredith at the plate will take the first pitch for a called strike one. That one just hummed right through the air. And a brilliant catch by Muskai. He's had a great night at first base and his first game of the series at the corner. The 0-1 pitch goes high and inside for ball one, and we now have an even count of one ball and one strike. Meredith so far has been hit by two pitches, which has been his two on-base appearances as he is 0 of 2 on the day. 1-1 pitch. Meredith lifts his up down the left field side. Moving back is going to be Kearney as he makes the catch right in front of the track for out one, number two. So the Salem Red Sox are down to their last out as the Woodpeckers lead the Red Sox 8-6. It's going to come down to Carson Simas, who has grounded out a few times today, including into a fielder's choice back in the seventh. Last chance here for the Salem Red Sox in the bottom of the ninth inning. First pitch to Simas is going to be a breaking ball that misses on the inside corner for ball one. An 0-3 night here for Carson Simas, a batting average that sits at 164 on the season. A long look at the mound and the kick and the delivery. A fastball misses inside and a good start to the at-bat for Simas, who takes the first two pitches to get a 2-0 count lead. Jacob DiLabio in his last appearance, which came on Sunday, as the 2-0 pitch misses low and away for ball three. Came in, pitched one inning of work, gave up two hits and a run while striking out one batter, and that's what he's been able to do so far today. So hopefully the Red Sox are able to trend closer to that success. 3-0 pitch to Simas. He'll take it the whole way for strike one. Darryl Baylin is on deck for the Salem Red Sox. And Carson Simas trying to get aboard and make the tying run come to the plate. 3-1 pitch to Simas. He skies this up down the right side. Might be playable for the Woodpeckers' right side, but it goes into the patio area. And now Simas with a 3-2 count. A payoff pitch coming up for Carson Simas. And one last chance here to keep this ball game going. 8-6 is our score. Vaitville with the lead. 3-2 count. Pitches away, and Simas will foul this off his right foot. A good battle at the plate for Carson Simas. The count is at 3-2. And making his debut in the lineup tonight, he had a very mature at-bat back in the second where he was walked. And he's been able to put the ball in play tonight, which has been a great sign. We'll do another full count pitch. Here's the 3-2. Simas rocks this one up the middle. It's through for a base hit. Carson Simas keeps the Salem Red Sox alive as they come through with a single. And with that base hit, we will now see the next Red Sox batter come to the plate. It's not going to be Darryl Bellin. Instead, it's going to be Yoberto Mexicano. Well, Darryl Bellin started off the day well, where he got a single in the second and was walked in the fourth, but he struck out swinging back in the fifth and the seventh. So this is a move by Luke Mons to get Mexicano an at-bat as the first pitch is high and upstairs for ball number one. Yoberto Mexicano, a catcher on the Salem Red Sox roster, is making his series debut today. As it's a 1-0 count, a 259 hitter on the season, and this is a chopper that will roll foul into the Red Sox dugout. So you can look at this move for Luke Mons and say you want the power hitter of Darryl Bellin, but the inconsistency of his game, or would you rather have a more consistent batter with Mexicano, who still has some pop in his swing? 4 home runs, 24 RBIs this season for Salem. Simas with a little lead at first. The 1-1 to Mexicano. Chopper on the left side. We a tough play here. Molina charges in, fires to the first, and they beat the runner by a step for the third out of the inning, the 27th out of the night, and the Fayetteville Woodpeckers defeat the Salem Red Sox by the final score of 8-6. Back-to-back wins for the Woodpeckers to start off this six-game series. And with this final score, the Salem Red Sox have now dropped 5 straight games and go to 49-48 on the season, 14-17 in the second half. And we mentioned earlier on that the Fredericksburg Nationals came away with the win earlier today, a 6-5 result over the Down East Ducks. It is now 9 games that separate the Red Sox and the Nationals for first place in the Carolina League North Division. But it's good news for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. They're back within 10 games of 500, 43-53 in 2022, 12-19 here in the second half of the season. And looking at some of the results of the night, it looks as if they might be able to catch up a half game or a full game in some of the categories in their department. So 8-6 is our final score. The Red Sox are not able to come away with the victory today. They did show some come-from-behind efforts in this matchup, especially being down 5-0 early on, but Fayetteville using a 3-run seventh inning to put this game away, and they're able to hold off any late comeback that the Red Sox were able to offer in the last 2 innings of the ballgame. Well, a tough start to the series for the Red Sox. Obviously, a better result tonight, only losing by 2 runs. And we're going to check out the highlights right here on MILB.TV. Well, Fayetteville got things going early in the contest. As we see right there, a base hit by the Woodpeckers are able to score 2 runs as Justin Williams able to drive in with a 2 RBI single. Then later on, Colin Price wanting to get in on the action. A 2 RBI double as it rolls down the left field line. That scores 2 on the play. And it's just kept on going for Fayetteville. And this ground ball out towards left field, this will eventually did send the runner. There was no play at the plate as it became 5-0. But plays like this were able to help the Red Sox escape as Keir Merritt collides with the wall out in left center field, but comes down with the grab. And then a little chaos here in the second. Justin Williams fires it across his body and a missed throw as Darryl Bellin will take off towards second base. That scores 2 runs on the play as, well, where you're going, Bellin, make sure you're safe, as it's now 5-2. And then later in the game, this is in the third inning now as a Blaze Jordan fielder's choice scores, bringing up Bonazzi, and then Tyler Miller able to come through with an RBI single to break into the score just a little bit more for the Salem Red Sox, scoring Marcelo Meyer on the play. And then later on, Daniel Machiavelli pops one up towards right field. Is it deep enough? We'll ask that question as Cody Orr fires one in towards home, but it cannot beat out the sliding Tyler Miller. And we're now at a 5-5 contest where later on, a little pop out towards right field, and it goes off the glove of Darryl Baylin. Justin Williams able to get board safely. Scoring on that play was Logan Cerny, and Vaudeville was able to jump back up to a 6-5 edge. But the Woodpeckers were not done just yet, as this is hammered down the left field side by Tyler Whitaker. That scores a run or two, and that makes it a Vaudeville 2-run lead in the inning before this one happened here later in the seventh. Baylin comes down with the catch. That's the third out of the inning. But a little confusion here as the tag is made in time. And then Marcelo Meyer in the eighth was able to put one down the right field sky. It scored Brandon Bonazzi in the at-bat, but Meyer trying to turn a single into a double is tagged out at the base. And that is all the Salem Red Sox had for the rest of the night as they suffer an 8-6 defeat over the Vaudeville Woodpeckers. So we mentioned the Woodpeckers get their 12th win of the second half of the season as the Red Sox are given their 17th loss in the second half of the season. 9 games now separate the Fredericksburg Nationals and the Salem Red Sox for the second half in the Carolina League North Division standings. It's going to be a mighty task for the Salem crew to try to dig themselves out of. As you take a look across some final scores in the Carolina League, the Fredericksburg Nationals defeat the Down East Ducks 6-5, while the Carolina Mudcats defeat the Kannapolis Cannonballers 5-3. The Augusta Green Jackets, a 15-4 victory over the Delmarva Shorebirds and their action on the night. And there's still some games in action. The Lynchburg Hillcats look to be on their way for a win as they're up 12-5 in the bottom of the ninth inning over the Myrtle Beach Pelicans. Well, a little delayed down in Columbia, but the Charleston River Dogs are looking great as they're up 7-1 on the Fireflies as that game is in the top of the fifth inning. So not a good start to the six-game series for the Salem Red Sox. They dropped the Tuesday game 8-4, and they dropped tonight's action with an 8-6 final. But the good news with the six-game series is you have a lot of time to recover. These two teams will square off against each other tomorrow night at 7.05 p.m. as the Salem Red Sox look to avoid getting their second six-game losing streak of the season and snap that 5-game consecutive loss streak and try to get back in the Carolina League North Division race. It's going to be a mighty journey for this Red Sox crew, but you better start tomorrow, not any later, because that is what the journey is going to be for these next 6 weeks. So that will do from Salem Memorial Ballpark. My name is Andy Losey. Thank you so much for spending your Wednesday evening with us here on MILB.TV. The Vaudeville Woodpeckers are victorious 8-6 over the Salem Red Sox. Have a wonderful rest of your Wednesday, and we'll catch you tomorrow for more Carolina League baseball.